about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Dear idiots of Earth, you should not be transmitting. We have a protocol to destroy any and all life we discover. You're lucky I got this message and not my boss. He's a real pain in the glory. Anyway, I have to tell him about this. Maybe he won't want to destroy your planet. I'll let you know tomorrow. In the meantime, do not transmit any more signals.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Bye now.
Bye.
Did you just hang up on Barney?
That took a real turn at the end.
Did you just hang up on Barney?
He did. Oh, God. I don't like anything in the last minute.
He's 97, Kevin.
I didn't really hang up on him.
You clipped him.
Yes.
You clipped him.
He hung up.
No, you clipped him.
No, you clipped him.
No, he clipped.
That might be the last time we ever... His arms aren't working. His legs. Did you hear him?
That was a rough last minute.
And now.
Yes. Today I won.
Here's my ring. I'm the winner. I won. That's it. I did well. Who did well? I did.
Our feature presentation.
I mean, he hung up.
You clipped Barney.
No, honestly, like.
Dude, that was the last sound he ever heard before Sweet Death, too, by the way.
But seriously, like, the line went dead.
You could always, like, call him today and apologize, right?
Oh, bad news, Jensen.
Oh.
That was our shot.
That is worse than I thought.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning, the 30th of October.
I'm going to miss Rocktober, I'll tell you that. Although, I will say I have some fond memories of Blovember in the past. So, Blovember's not bad. No complaints. Allie, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
I mean, you're all right with the, you know... With your team being out and everything now? I mean, it's got to be a rough morning for you to be working?
You know, it's fine. I'm really happy for the Sounders.
Mm-hmm.
They've won, what, 3 of the 4 last championships going
They're in? A very good team, yes.
Championships going in? Is that like Western Conference? What am I saying?
I mean,
before the final.
Yeah, the Western Conference.
Yeah, that's what
finals,
I meant.
Finals, yeah.
3 out of 4?
I don't know.
You're a real sports
fan. I don't know the number. Yeah.
I don't know.
I just know last night. That's all.
All I know is, listen, it's not what we wanted. We didn't look great. Do I think the refs weren't helping much? Yeah. But what are you going to do?
Do you think maybe your team was overconfident?
I think maybe
and
a little
coach
overconfident.
And perhaps a lot of your fans.
Oh, wow. That's rough.
Well, I'm just asking a big general question.
Sounds like Kevin heard from some people online.
Wow.
Sounds like people from LAFC community maybe have reached out.
Dude, that's been happening since the game. Well, since all season, actually. Yeah. But yeah.
I do think they were flopping a lot at the end. And that's,
you didn't see it, did you?
That's
you didn't
embarrassing
see it
for
You're just making
any
stuff up
soccer
now.
Fan when they're like, floppy.
You're just making stuff up.
You were watching Peaky Blinders again, weren't you? Not actual soccer.
Yeah, I was watching last week's This Is Us just to catch up.
Okay, I didn't think you saw
it. Was the game last night?
It was last night.
Oh,
yes,
shoot. All right, when's the next one?
Well, for some teams.
Next year?
Yeah, for your team,
March?
You got some time off.
It's very upsetting.
Here's the headline. Funeral mourners get stoned after being served hash cake at restaurant.
Oh.
All right.
Funeral mourners, you guys, get stoned after being served hash cake.
I mean, honestly, who should get hash cake more than funeral mourners?
I agree with that, by the way. Police say a funeral in eastern Germany ended on an involuntary drug high when mourners were accidentally served hash cake. Rostock police said Tuesday after the burial in Wietgagen, the funeral party went to a restaurant for coffee and cake, as is customary in Germany. But after eating the cake, 13 people experienced nausea and dizziness and needed medical treatment.
Man, I'm so high.
Now, this is what I wanted to ask because, you know, you're my little drug friends. why would that be the reaction of the mourners who are eating hash cake? Just that they are they're completely unfamiliar with the drug? Like their bodies just aren't used to whatever that dose was?
Yeah.
Because I would just
Everybody reacts to it differently, too.
But I would think that most people would have unknowingly just gotten a little bit of a high off of the cake. You know what I mean? Like wouldn't get sick. They would really just get high.
But I think you're not including the neurotic feeling you get the first time you do get stoned.
Is that paranoia?
It's way worse. Yeah, because you're just like, what is this? And then it just intensifies.
So it feels worse because you didn't know you were taking drugs.
Right, and you're terrified.
A police investigation revealed that the restaurant employee in charge of the cakes had asked her 18-year-old daughter to bake them.
Mistake one.
However,
smoke weed every day.
However, the mother accidentally took the wrong cake from the freezer to the funeral. She instead took a hash cake that the teenager had made for a... different occasion.
We're so high right now.
We're not low.
By the way, how ticked is the teenager? She's like, hey,
Ma. I wasted all the hash.
That was for a different occasion.
Yes.
That was for a different funeral.
That was for my friends coming over Friday night. Mommy ruined everything. I hate you. I want to go live at Dad's house.
Well, you've really fleshed out this story.
Right?
Mm-hmm. A little character development. That's all. Mm-hmm. Police say the 18-year-old is under investigation. The incident happened and was not published earlier out of respect for the mourners, but apparently enough time has gone past that now they're saying they can talk about it. But that's a bad surprise, I guess, for people. You don't want to get...
Sort of. I mean, hey, man, I wish at my dad's funeral we had hash. That would have changed everything.
Would have cheered you up.
But I feel like the you knowing about it part is important.
Maybe just dose me at my dad's funeral. That won't end bad, will it?
Kevin, you hate surprises? Is that what we're learning here?
No, I don't hate surprises. But okay. Most people do.
Yeah, these people, it doesn't sound like we're down for it.
The best tonic is chronic.
I mean, the guy's right. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
How does it feel, Kevin, to be so hot, so good looking, so handsome?
Look, you get used to it.
Do you?
Yeah. This morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, our friend and comedian Eddie Ift joins us in studio. We always get in trouble with Eddie.
Hmm. True.
Someone always complains after mm-hmm. Eddie comes in. And then Eddie goes, hey, or we reach out to him. We go, hey, should we have him on the show? We go, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's our response. Halloween costume disasters on the show today. Bean makes us guess.
Mm-hmm.
And Jensen went toe-to-toe with the entire Bed Bath & Beyond store.
Wow.
Yeah, spent a lot of time in there and really went grudge match.
And walked out a champ?
I'm always a champ, but this one, really, I took home the belt.
Would you say you're a winner? Who got the ring? You did?
I would say that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a break and come back.
Bean Slice Candy. I got a giant Toblerone I haven't eaten yet. Okay, cool.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. That is King Size Candy, Rosa G.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say I don't have as many fancy friends as you guys all do, but mm-hmm. I think Jensen is the only person I personally know who's rich enough to hand out King Size Candy.
We do give out King Size Candy. That
Which is astonishing to me.
Danielle's idea. She loves mm-hmm. doing it. Mm-hmm. It's a standout move.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you just love to see the pure joy on the little kids' faces?
I think Danielle likes taking that, you know, luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Saving money all year so that we can give out king size candy bars.
And then they switch up costumes and come back and punch them in the face?
Definitely what happens. Kids definitely come back more than once. We are taken advantage of for an entire night.
And if you're doing king size candy, you are very strict with the rules in terms of you've got to be in a costume, you've got to be under a certain age, right? You're not, there's no willy nilly just handing those out.
If you can drive to our house, don't take a candy bar.
That's fair enough. All right, that's a good rule. All right, 5:53, Ali is here with our first look at what's happening on a Wednesday.
Sound like a question? Yes, it's a Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Did you think it was Thursday?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, I thought it was Thursday.
I mean,
and
Thursday.
I was super excited.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we like Thursday.
Yeah, gonna go home after work today and put on my costume, get all ready for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow's Halloween. Mm. It's not
today.
Yeah,
I see you going to a lot of Halloween parties. I see you being out super late tomorrow night at a party.
I think he's being sarcastic.
Okay, I am going to a Halloween party tomorrow.
Really?
So, boom! Yeah, I do it every Halloween.
I don't even know you anymore.
On
a weeknight, you're going out to a party.
Well, yeah.
Okay, all right. Have fun. What's your costume?
I'm going to be a skeleton.
But, skeleton.
Is that just a shirt and like pants that have
it? A shirt that has a skeleton on it. Pants that have skeleton legs on it.
Nice.
But I have been watching a lot of makeup tutorials about how to do skeleton makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned. It is going to be so bad.
Will you please post?
Well, I practiced, and I thought I'd post the practice run that I did with the makeup. Because I literally was like, you just look pale, and like you did something really bad to your face.
Hmm.
I mean, you are a skeleton.
Right.
But
you shouldn't have a nice...
rosy complexion.
Right. True. But it just looks bad. It just looks like, oh, she's sick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got a day to work out the details.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bad news yesterday for touring band Swimmers. It's that time of the year where just weather is a problem. So if you're a touring band, you're in a van, you tend to be driving yourself, this is when it can get really treacherous, and swimmers became the first victim of a weather-related incident. The group revealed that on the drive from Oakland to Denver, guitarist Max Becker and two members of his traveling party hit a patch of black ice. Their van lost control. All three were transported to a nearby hospital in Wyoming for treatment, and Becker sustained an undisclosed injury that's going to need a lot of recovery time. So the group has called off the remaining dates of their current tour.
Do we know this group, Swimmers? Is this someone we play?
They just came up at the Breakfast with Green Day. I guess Billy Joe's son
Billy
is in
Joe's
it.
Billy Joe's son is the drummer.
Yeah.
And I have... I've done a That's My Jam song with them.
They're really good.
They're really, really good.
Billy Joe posted yesterday they're canceling their shows for the rest of this year at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because.
They announced the cancellation on Twitter yesterday and said, "Our brother Max is the strongest person in the world. He's our fearless leader. It's going to be a long road to recovery, but we all know that if he can do it, if anyone can do it, Max can. We love you. Share some love with the people around you and send all your positive energy to Max, Josh, and Natalie."
Wow. Shame.
Just a bummer. And Max, by the way, is in Swimmers, and his brother, Cole, is the lead singer. So it's not only your bandmate, but your brother as well. Yeah, so that's right. Just really rough. So we wish them all the best and a speedy recovery on that. In better news, you guys, Bill Murray spoke with Amy Schumer on her podcast and discussed a bunch of topics, including the one job that he would do outside of acting. And Bill Murray revealed that, quote, "I did fill out an application at P.F. Chang's at the Atlanta airport because it's just one of those great places."
I could never tell if he's serious. I can't imagine he did this for real. But
Amy Schumer was like, "Wait, what are you even talking about? Just to do any job?" And he replied, "Just looks like the best time."
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
P.F. Chang's at the Atlanta airport. Like, he's that is best. So specific.
He wants
I
to
love
mix
it.
The sauces. That is a fun gig.
Is it?
Yeah, mixing the sauces. I'd do that for a night.
That okay. code?
Not forever.
It
no.
sounds like a euphemism, okay. yeah.
No,
it
you
did.
Guys, are you guys P.F. Chang's heads?
No. Like? Okay. I haven't been there in a while, but
okay.
I like it.
They just, at the beginning of the night, they say, what kind of sauce do you want? It spicy, hot, huh? Whatever, and then they mix it all up in front
I see.
Of you. Like,
okay.
you know, mm-hmm. it's the Asian cuisine version of guacamole at the table.
Okay.
That does sound fun.
See?
It does.
I sold it.
Bill Murray's really smart. Amy Schumer later revealed in the podcast that her family owned a liquor store in Manhattan, and Bill Murray said, "Wait a minute. I had an account at Schumer's Liquor. Is that your family?" And she's like, "Come on, dude. No, you didn't." And he said, "I'm not kidding. They delivered 4 bottles of champagne to my office at SNL every week on the show. I would go there right after the show. I'd go up there and all my guests would come in. We'd listen to the spinners, order a couple drinks, and then we'd go to the party." How bizarre.
Wow.
Small that's
world.
Weird.
Small, small world.
That's
I just,
weird.
I need to hang out at the Atlanta airport.
Yeah, hit, yes, the button, hit the button after.
Talk amongst yourselves. I learned from the best.
Yeah.
A Hall of Famer taught me that. Some birthdays for you. Henry Winkler.
Oh, no.
Who's better?
Genius.
No one's better.
He's the greatest. A Matthew Morrison, who, by the way, 3 episodes in, I didn't know that he was the one that was on American Horror Story 1984.
Are we all going down?
Yeah. I don't know. All of a sudden, I can't get through anything. And Kevin Pollak, that guy can play poker.
He's a very talented actor and impressionist.
And a hat wearer.
He wears a lot of hats.
All of the above.
Yeah. Good there idea. You go.
And now, a moment with Jensen.
I grew up out here, you know, like, I've never left. I've only been in snow, like, 3 times ever in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that how you are, or since you've traveled, like, you... Oh, and one, is that still crazy to you? 1 degree? I'll take
that
it.
That was a moment with Jensen.
Crap. I'll take it. How did none of us notice it?
No! Did you have a stroke?
That's awesome.
But the weirdest part is none of us heard it except me.
It was Omar. Actually, I give Omar all the credit. He's
so
the one who
all
it,
of
yeah.
us didn't hear it.
Totally missed it.
I remember sort of thinking, oh, he's trying to get through this question, and I see where he's going, but I don't remember thinking, oh, that's a moment.
That's very weird that
can
all
we
of
hear
us
it again?
In the moment thought it was okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And now, a moment with Jensen.
I grew up out here, you know, like my I've never left. I've only been in snow like three times ever in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, is that how you are? Or since you've traveled, like you. Oh, and one is that still crazy? To you? 1 degree.
That was a moment with Jensen.
Welcome to my life, sir.
I don't know how I did that without a construction hat on.
Do not even. It didn't even register.
No, none of us picked it up.
There are a lot of questions being begun in that one question.
The so bigger great. Problem is, do I have a spell on all of you guys so that my questions yes. sound better in studio, but Omar hasn't been hit with the mm-hmm. spell?
Oh, that could be.
It's very possible. Well, it's very possible.
Everybody hears mine. Yours yeah. slip right through. Well,
I didn't even nonsense. Know what the song was. When you played the moment of, I was like, who's this person?
You mean this part?
And now, a moment with Jensen.
I grew up out here, you know, like I've never left. I've only been in snow like three times ever in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, is that how you are, or since you've traveled, like you. Oh, and one is that still crazy to you? 1 degree.
That was a moment with Jensen.
Wow!
Congratulations, man! You're officially part of the team now. You got your own moment with.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
It was a novel.
Remember the Fluffy Times?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a good dude.
That is a good dude.
Like him. I think there may have been a moment with that transpired during the Fluffy Times.
What?
Could we check that out and see?
And now, a moment with Jensen.
I grew up out here, you know, like I've never left. I've only been in snow like three times ever in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, is that how you are, or since you've traveled, like you. Oh, and one. Is that still crazy to you? 1 degree? I'll take
that
it.
That was a moment with
Holy
Jensen.
Crap.
I'll take it. How did none of us notice it?
No! Did you have a stroke?
That's awesome.
But the weirdest part is none of us heard it except me.
It was Omar. Actually, I give Omar all the credit. He's
so
the one who
all
it,
of yeah. us didn't hear it.
Totally missed it.
I remember sort of thinking, oh, he's trying to get through this question, and I see where he's going, but I don't remember thinking, oh, that's a moment.
That's
with.
Very weird that
Can
all
we
of
hear
us
it again?
In I the mean, moment yes. thought it was okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And now, a moment with Jensen.
I grew up out here, you know, like I've never left. I've only been in snow like three times ever in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, is that how you are, or since you've traveled, like you. Oh, and one. Is that still crazy to you? 1 degree?
That was a moment with Jensen.
Welcome to my life, sir.
I don't know how I did that without a construction hat on.
Do not even. It didn't even register.
No, none of us picked it up.
There are a lot of questions being begun in that one question.
The
so
bigger
great.
Problem is, do I have a spell on all of you guys so that my questions yes. sound better in studio, but Omar hasn't been hit with the mm-hmm. spell?
Oh, that could be.
It's very possible.
Well,
it's very possible.
Everybody hears mine. Yours yeah. slip right through.
Well, I didn't even nonsense. Know what the song was. When you played the moment of, I was like, who's this person?
You mean this part?
And now, a moment with Jensen.
I grew up out here, you know, like I've never left. I've only been in snow like three times ever in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, is that how you are, or since you've traveled, like you. Oh, and one. Is that still crazy to you? 1 degree?
That was a moment with Jensen.
Wow.
Congratulations, man. You're officially part of the team now.
Thank
you got
so
your own
much.
Moment with.
Thank you.
Turns.
That's fantastic.
It was a novel.
Speaking of words, and words are hard, mm-hmm. Yesterday somehow it came up that I said the word Thanksgiving on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
To which Allie recoiled in horror because she's a Thanksgiving person.
As are most people.
Yeah.
And they're not the same pronunciation.
She's yeah. saying the difference between Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You put the emphasis on the thanks.
That's right.
I put the emphasis on the giving. And I
Correct.
Think most people probably put the emphasis on the giving.
I do. Yeah. I always have.
Same.
But
mm-hmm.
don't you think most people also think whatever pronunciation they use is the one that most people use? Because most people think they're right.
Well, yeah, I think we all sort of assume that without...
Yeah, we all just said the three of us yeah. say it exactly the same. And then there's a weirdo who says it differently.
You. Thanksgiving.
That's not it.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So then, Allie, you heard from a friend of the show.
Yes.
With another potential controversy.
Eric Stonestreet texts me, and he just writes, ask him to say Taco Bell. And I'm like, what? Oh, okay. And then I asked everyone in the room, Kevin, say Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Bean?
Taco Bell.
Muggs?
Taco Bell.
Jensen?
I'm going to go eat a Taco Bell.
No! You put the emphasis on taco?
That's exactly how I've said it.
Do it again.
Because I have to say it in a sentence or okay. I'll overthink it. Mm-hmm. You guys, do you guys want to go get Taco Bell?
No, that was different.
Sort of. That was kind of 50-50. Oh. So where are you putting the emphasis on, Taco or Bell?
I put the emphasis on Taco.
Me too.
Because honestly, they sell tacos. They don't sell bells.
I mean, that's right, technically, that's true.
That's true, but that's not really what the emphasis
Taco
is
Bell.
About. No, it's
so Taco Bell.
Bell
sounds right to you, Allie?
Taco Bell.
No.
Taco Bell. No, I think
Taco
it's Taco Bell.
Bell.
I mean, if you
No, it is not.
It's Taco Bell.
If you think through it,
you think, oh, yeah, it makes sense that it's Taco Bell. But I've never, it's always been Taco Bell.
No.
It's always been that
it's
to me.
It's always Taco Bell.
Well, this is a 2-2 tie because both Bean and I hear it as Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, yeah.
Mugs?
It's Taco Bell. I mean,
well, yeah. That's the bell.
You don't say Taco Fall.
Or, the basketball player? Yeah. No one says it yet. He's brand new.
He's right. He's technically right.
I don't even know what just happened.
He's a new basketball player, right?
Okay.
He's a Celtic.
Celtic.
And he's a gargantuan. He's 7'6". All right.
So Taco Bell versus Taco Bell. Okay. How about this?
Uh-huh.
Wait, can you say, hold on, sorry. Can someone say Taco Supreme for me?
Taco Supreme.
Yeah, same. Taco Supreme.
Mm-hmm. Taco Supreme, no. I'm Taco Supreme.
No, I mean, it makes sense when I hear you say it, but it's Taco Supreme. That's how everyone says it.
Yeah, number one, Kevin, when he said it, put his hand up in the air
it's elegant.
Taco Supreme!
Gorgeous, the way he did it.
Okay, Taco Supreme. It's Taco Supreme.
It's Taco Supreme.
Yeah, I'm with the girl.
Unbelievable.
What's her name?
You guys have...
Allie.
This is having a major issue. This is going to divide us.
Speaking of division, what do you call the thing that's on the top of your house?
The roof?
Yeah, the roof.
Don't even say roof.
The roof is on fire.
No.
What?
No,
or is
don't
it a roof?
Roof. No,
is it a roof or is it a roof?
No. It's a roof.
No one says the roof is on fire, let it burn. It's the roof.
There are two common ways to pronounce this four-letter word.
Roof.
While people born and raised in the West tend to pronounce the word as if it rhymes with hoof, in other words, roof, those from the East see it as rhyming with poof, as in roof. We're all from the West Coast, and I've always thought it was roof. Well, apparently it's split. Okay. Roof and roof, you guys.
Mm-mm.
All right, how about this one? C-A-R-A-M-E-L. C-A-R-A-M-E-L.
See, that's weird, because people, I say caramel.
Yeah, I say caramel. Yeah.
That's the East Coast pronunciation.
The Midwest
is caramel.
I think I flip-flop back and forth, because neither sounds right
It's like Pirates of the Caribbean or Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, everyone says Caribbean.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
What I thought.
Who
Except says- for Billy Ocean. Billy Ocean's the only one, Caribbean.
Okay, but that was a song from 30 years ago.
I say Pirates of the Caribbean.
Me too.
Yeah.
No one says Pirates of the Caribbean.
But then when you talk about the Caribbean, do you call it the Caribbean?
That's what I'm saying. Life is really weird.
But one of them is pirate-centric, and the other one is like...
Is island-centric.
Island-centric. So you would
but
say...
But I mean, aren't they both identifying... That area?
Same region, yes.
Yeah, right.
Same word. So, I'm sorry, I didn't get the ruling here. So, you guys are caramel people or you guys are caramel people?
We're caramel people, I think.
I'm caramel, yeah.
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
This is the most controversial one of all.
Oh, no.
The state in which the city of Las Vegas resides.
Nevada.
Yeah,
Nevada.
Nevada!
No, it's
oh,
not.
Mugs, you bougie
it's Nevada.
Bitch.
Yes, and I'm going to have some tea with my little finger up.
You say, so you casually drop Nevada?
Yeah, like the long, the ah. The A is an ah.
We understood.
No, we got it.
We definitely
didn't
have an
explain
issue
the
with
word
that.
To us.
I had an issue with you thinking that it's like somewhat formal.
Nevada!
Let me go to some tape. I have some tape on this one. First of all, beer mug.
Is it Nevada or Nevada? Because I've said Nevada, and people were like, Nevada, huh?
Just happened right now.
There's, who are you asking?
I don't know.
He's talking to himself. Here's here's your president.
Nevada.
Oh, no.
And you know what I said?
Oh.
You know what I said? I said when I came out here, I said, nobody says it the other way. It has to be Nevada. Right?
Hey,
if you don't say it directly... Mike. And it didn't happen to me, but it happened to a friend of mine
who was killed.
Nevada.
Oh.
What?
Killed. All right, so
did that happen with Bugs?
By the way, if any other president even just said that, there'd be a problem. And I've never even heard that quote.
Wasn't
president
this on
Trump
Veep?
Says Nevada. He says Nevada.
Wasn't this a topic on
Veep?
Yes.
It was on Veep.
And what was their conclusion?
Well, I was going to say Elaine Benes. She's on Seinfeld.
Yes.
The president.
Selena Meyer
kept saying Nevada. And they're like, no, it's
That's
Nevada.
Right. Here's Michelle Obama.
It is so nice to be back in Nevada. We are so happy to be here. Nevada.
So they start booing her, basically.
They booed her.
And one more.
Was celebrating until he heard
this. Remember our most eloquent president ever?
It's great to be here in Nevada. You didn't think I'd get it right, did you?
There you go.
See? So it is.
I think the ruling is Nevada, I think, yes, is where we're going on that.
Yes.
So that's where you go to have some caramel.
Oh, for reals, though. Is someone getting us Taco Bell or what?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51.
Next hour here on the show, Bean makes us guess. Also, we're going to be taking your calls in a little bit on Halloween costume disasters. You know, I heard a guy say, Kevin, it's like when you decide to dress up like a lighthouse.
Yeah.
And then you go out into the world at night at the party, and you're like, oh, man, I can't see, and it's really difficult to
that
move around.
That guy said that, and then everyone looked at him like, what are you talking about?
And then how do you take off your lighthouse costume to go pee? I mean, it's a mess, you
right.
guys. But it's something to think about before you head out to your parties tomorrow. So that's all coming up on K-Rock. First, Allie's got what's happening here on a Wednesday.
Guys, HBO Max.
Yes.
It's going to launch, I think, May 2020? June?
That sounds right. Yes, May 2020.
Sure, May 2020.
Yes. We already all have it, I guess. I'm busy. Technically, right? Don't we?
I'm confused by that because I have HBO, but I don't have HBO Go.
Yeah, you do.
But you could sign into HBO Go with your HBO account.
So then does that mean that I then have HBO Max when it launches?
Well, they are separate things, but yes, you have automatically HBO Max if you have HBO.
What? So what if I have HBO now?
That's different also.
That's the one. If you have HBO now, you automatically get it.
Yes, that makes sense.
I think HBO Go, you don't automatically get it.
Because HBO Go comes with your cable channel.
That's
so that you can watch it on the your subscription.
Like on an app or whatever.
Correct. Yeah. But then I have HBO now because I don't have HBO the channel.
See, I think that's what they get, Bean.
Well, I pay
the
more.
The people with HBO now gets the HBO Max.
Really? I pay more money for what I
feel like this conversation is going to happen over and over and over for 2 years.
Yes.
Then I'm a guy who believes in staying current, and I believe I misinterpreted the news announcement.
Same with me.
Too much information, man.
You're right,
I'm with
sir.
That guy. Mm-hmm. But here's what I do know. Comedy Central South Park will have a new home online as of June 2020. It is moving to HBO Max. There was quite a bidding war over South Park. It has been currently hosted on Disney's owned Hulu. But it's going to be moving over all 23 seasons plus 3 new seasons, which will appear on HBO Max 24 hours after the episode first airs on Comedy Central. Would you like to know what that deal is valued at?
For South Park?
Yeah.
First, you do have to address that Matt and Trey have the best deal in maybe TV history, that they like basically own their masters.
Yeah.
So like Comedy Central doesn't even have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
insane.
Weird.
Insane. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
$200 million or some crazy number.
Okay.
I'm going to say, because I've been hot this week, $24.95.
Very low.
That's how much they gave those guys for all of the episodes of South Park.
23 seasons. Right. Okay.
About a dollar a year.
Kevin? I am going to say, what'd you say, 100? I'm going to say 200.
Well, I did say 200.
He said 200.
400.
400. Kevin, you're closest because the deal is valued at $500 million to $550 million.
Wow. I'm going to ask you again, why are they bothering to create new episodes?
It's a good question.
Wouldn't even
because
matter.
They're creative and they're smart and they know that everything they do is great. I love them so much.
What are they even doing with the money? Like, what do you even do when you have that much money?
I don't know. I'd like to find out.
Because that's
I would love to find out. Please allow me.
That's extra money. Like, they were already loaded.
Yeah, so this is not for current shows or future shows.
Well,
this
is
all for the catalog or for everything?
No, 23 seasons plus 3 new seasons.
3 new, okay.
Yeah.
But it'll
so they're
going
to do some work.
And it'll also show on Comedy Central first run.
At first
run. So they're getting second run.
Wow.
Yeah. And Netflix dropped out of the race because they wanted the global rights. This is just domestic rights. This is just in the U.S., you guys.
Wow.
Glorious. Glorious.
Oh, God bless them.
I mean, it's one of the greatest shows of all time.
Yeah.
It really is.
They deserve it.
This bidding war for like catalogs and libraries.
Intense.
But it does show Bean and I have been correct
the whole time
because you can get the DVDs for $20 or whatever it is and own it forever. And instead of having 16 different services, they're going to change rights throughout the whole, through decade by decade.
That's true.
We're geniuses, you're not.
Okay.
Well, I mean, technically, like, DVDs or players are pretty much gone for 3 years
now. Good point.
So you can collect the DVDs all you want.
I have a DVD player and a Blu-ray player, yes.
And they still work with everything you have?
Yes. Yes.
He doesn't know. He hasn't looked at. He hasn't even opened most of them.
You're totally right. Remember when I told you about Halsey? showing up to a Halloween party with Evan Peters from American Horror Story.
Yes.
And we were like, well, what happened to Youngblood? We thought she was dating Youngblood. Oh, my God, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Apparently, we weren't the only ones asking that question, because in a now-deleted tweet, Halsey responded to speculation that there may have been cheating involved, writing, sometimes people just break up. It doesn't mean someone cheated or something bad happened or someone effed up. Sometimes it just happens because life is constantly changing and adults stay friends and move on. Now you know what you know. All right.
So Halsey totally cheated on Youngblood.
That is
not
what she is saying at all.
It's the opposite of what she said.
Listen, when we had Halsey and Youngblood in, I found them both to be delightful. I found them delightful together.
She slid in his DMs. Remember that?
And we
found that out.
Yes.
That was how
and
they met.
I think she's delightful on her own. And he's delightful on his own.
Agreed.
So do your thing.
All good.
Youngsters, have at it. Youngsters. I just think they're adorable. I just think they're terrific.
How do you do, fellow kids?
Meanwhile, Halsey is attending next month's Country Music Association Awards. She's going to be performing with country group Lady Antebellum, doing a genre-defying mashup. She is everywhere, you guys.
Yeah, she is.
She'll do alt music. She'll do pop music. She'll do country music. She's a smart little cookie, that one.
For a cheater.
Not a cheater. Do your thing, Halsey.
Home wrecker.
What, however you want.
No, that's not what
not
she said
what
at
we're
all.
Saying at all.
Neither.
Do your thing. Want to know some birthdays today?
Sure.
Yeah.
Matthew Morrison, Kevin Pollak, and by far one of the kindest, most beloved actors in all of Hollywood, Mr. Henry Winkler. Oh, love him.
He's doing some of his life's best work on Barry.
100%. Sure. And that's...
Do we want to... have another day in history?
I mean,
do we like the way it's going?
I'm concerned, frankly, for Ruben and his whole family.
Poor mother.
Yes, poor mom. Yeah.
All right, let's do it again. Let's see.
This day in history with old man Ruben.
Henry Tudor, who was crowned Henry VII on this day in 1485, founded the Tudor. Hey, did you guys ever collect baseball cards?
Yeah, I did.
Man, I miss those days. My favorite part of collecting cards was trading them, you know? My Ken Griffey Jr. for your Barry Bonds. Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
It's just, I was thinking, maybe we can all do a trade as adults. Maybe there's something you need, and I can do that. And then you can do something I need in return. Crisscross.
I'm not following.
Like my mom, right? She's ruining my life. For the past 6 hours, I've been cleaning out the cobwebs inside her mouth. Ugh, I'd wish she'd just disappear. So maybe one of you could get rid of my mom.
Oh, my
and God. Then... I'll take care of whoever's bothering you.
Ruben, my God, I'm not killing your mom.
Hey, who said kill? Maybe she just accidentally slip off a cruise ship or stumble in front of a speeding go-kart or her Diet Mountain Dew could have arsenic in it. It'll be an accident.
Ruben, I'm super uncomfortable with this. Let's just do one of these tomorrow.
Mom, I'm not cleaning out the cobwebs down there, too.
Oh. See? Because Ruben
okay.
is old.
That we
not
are,
like this.
We are now done.
Terrible.
What is happening?
Good Lord.
Degrading. It's wow. like they have a very odd relationship.
If this doesn't end up with Ruben in handcuffs, then something's wrong. Because he is terrified.
Unreal.
Hey, Beat Makes His Guest coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on K-Rock.
So last night I lost my phone.
Oh,
whoa.
Kevin.
And we all know that feeling.
Yeah.
Can't your whole life. Your whole life is gone.
Can't. Yes, exactly.
Can't do anything. You got nothing.
I don't have. And it's probably been, I don't know, 4 months since I backed it up. Probably. So first thing you do, you get a little scared and you start looking at all the places that you know you may have left it. Because you've left it there before. Maybe the bed. Maybe the bathroom counter. Maybe the couch.
Pockets.
You do that. You look through all the
your
pockets.
Car.
Then you start sort of freaking out, like, oh, wait a minute, I didn't find it in all the places that I usually leave it. So now I have to do a more thorough search.
Okay.
So I go and I look under the bed, and I look beside the cabinet in the kitchen, and I look in the underneath the driver's seat in the car and in the back seat.
Sure.
Just to make sure that I'm really doing a thorough search, because clearly it's not where I thought it was.
Right.
Right. Cover your bases.
Then it wasn't any of those places. No, it's not in my butt alley.
Okay.
We can see you pointing.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good guess.
I feel like you would know.
Yeah.
And then you realize, okay, well, honestly, maybe I lost my phone.
Yeah.
So now you start thinking, well, How much are new ones? Can I go after the show tomorrow?
Did you even think, like, where was I yesterday? Could it be in any...
Yeah, you kind of recount your steps.
Because you try to remember the last place you saw it to wonder if you left it while you were out or if you brought it home and then lost it after you got
home. Did I even have it at work? Yes, I had it at work. I know that.
Okay.
I think that's the last thing I remember. I did have it in my car on the way home.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
So that eliminates at least you know you didn't leave it at work. That's good.
Right.
You're narrowing it down.
So... Then you start looking everywhere where it can't possibly be.
Right.
The fridge.
In the fridge, yeah.
In the fridge. Yeah. I didn't think of the fridge.
First thing
we
thought.
So you start looking everywhere where it couldn't possibly be, and it's just nowhere to be found. Oh, and it's like, all right, well, it's been a 15-minute roller coaster. First I'm a little annoyed, then I was really scared. Now I'm mad slash... I'm mad that I have to get another one.
And you get so panicky. Like, what if I need to talk to someone tonight? Like, you start playing out every emergency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I said, Mom, I got to go. I can't find my phone.
Wait, what?
What is going on?
Huh? I said, Mom, I got to go.
Oh, my God.
You were on the phone with your mother
the whole
time you were looking for your
the entire 15 minutes.
Kevin.
No. I'm like going through my car underneath the seat talking.
Kevin.
Oh yeah, Mom, yeah, of course, Mom, I remember that. Yeah, okay. Oh.
Kevin, you need some night nights.
Oh,
my God.
Oh,
that's best.
No, you need Dr. Sleep. That's what you need. How confusing is it for the first responders when you get into a car accident, yet you're also in a Halloween costume where your entire body is covered in blood? We'll tell you that story coming up as we talk about your Halloween costume disasters in just a few minutes on K-Rock. First, though, how about B-Mix's guess?
B-Mix's guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
B-Mix's guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Penis a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya,
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for B-Mix's guess.
Yes.
Believe we need penis slapping. I'm just saying if they
can
change
say
that.
It. Did we say it?
Right, yeah, but it's not relevant to the conversation. Guys,
you know that you're doing the penis slapping, so you're in control here.
I'm not doing the penis. That wasn't my
you
penis
should
slapping.
Stop
I'm just
that.
Saying.
How dare you? Guys, we have been trying to do some Halloween-themed B-Mix's Guesses for October. We did zombie movies. We did vampire movies. I think today is going to be a super fun one because it is a subject that is close to all of our hearts. Ranker.com. Which is nothing but lists on the internet. So you can imagine how much I love that. Anything with lists and maps I'm into. Has ranked the greatest Halloween songs of all time. The greatest Halloween songs of all time.
I will dominate you people.
I mean, we all know and love lots of Halloween songs. We play plenty of them every year here on the Kevin and Bean Show. They ranked 131 songs on this list, by the way. We won't be going that deep, but because there are so many that are right off the top of your head, I'll give you a point. Usually it's top 10. We'll go a point for top 13. Anything in the top 13, you get a point, all right? 11.6 thousand votes on the greatest Halloween song of all time. Kevin, as is our norm, you get to go first.
MC Hammer, Adam's Groove.
Play how they want to play.
Right?
They want to dance.
Did you buzz it?
I'm sorry, yes, that did not make... I mean, I've got the top 25 in front of me. I did not see Adam's Groove, but that was a nice effort. Mugs, you're up.
Let's go... The Blob.
The Blob?
I'm
Are
sorry?
You playing...
What?
Right? That's a Halloween song, no?
Is it? It's a song about aliens coming to Earth by the five blobs, The Blob?
It creeps, it sweeps, it glides and glides across the floor.
That's your guess for the top 13 of all time?
How is that the first Halloween song?
I don't know.
You thought of? Where did you come up with The Blob?
1950 or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But wait, that's your choice for the... Okay.
Was that not a good choice?
No.
No.
The all Blob.
Right. So now we got two people not playing the game. Allie, it looks like this one's going to be yours to win.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just do this.
It is number one on the greatest Halloween songs of all time, according to Ranker.com. Yes, Bobby Moore's pick at the Monster Mash. Well done. Kevin, you're up next.
Fred Schneider, Monster.
You know what? That's on
you heard
my,
that one?
That is on my Halloween playlist. That's a great song.
There's a monster in my pants, and when I walk in the room, they hit it with a broom or some nonsense. It's nonsensical.
And it's awesome.
And it's awesome.
It's an awesome
song.
Top
13?
I'm sorry, no. Okay. Muggs, you want to try again?
All right, I'm going to redeem myself here.
All right.
Are you?
Halloween by the Misfits.
What?
Come on! What?
Are you
is
serious?
Is that not a Halloween song? It's the title is Halloween.
Of course it's a Halloween song.
How is that not in the top?
This isn't K-Rock of the 80s list of all-time songs. This is the internet and people in the world.
They're
I
wrong.
Thought this would be the easiest
They're
game
all wrong.
Ever.
When did Muggs go back to the 1950s?
I don't know.
Well, the Misfits were the 80s, but...
You're up.
No, I'm up.
Allie, you're up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
This is going smoothly, and I like
soon
it.
They forget. Because this is Thriller.
Sounds the
canceled. number two.
So Allie has number one
and number two. Yes. By the way, for what it's worth, last year's list, the 2018 list, Thriller was number one. So it did slip a notch. Monster Mash at number one. All right, Kevin, you're up now.
The Fat Boys, Are You Ready for Freddy? Right?
No, another excellent song, but
it's
I'm sorry.
It's an excellent song.
I'm sorry I did not make the list. Muggs, are you going to get on the board at
Jesus
all today?
Jesus Christ.
Or?
I don't know. Let's go Purple People Eater.
What
my
decade
God.
Are you
What's
living
happening
in?
To you?
What is wrong with you? And furthermore,
number 12.
Gets a point. He is on the
he
board,
gets a
ladies
point
and gentlemen.
I knew it would pay off.
People Eater.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Allie McKay.
If this isn't on it, I riot because it should be top five. But Oingo Boingo, Dead Man's Party.
Oh, absolutely.
Let me tell you something about Oingo Boingo. No, seriously. We work at K-Rock.
Yeah.
We grew up with Boingo as one of the biggest bands in Southern California history. They can play stadiums here.
Number three.
The best Halloween song of all time.
In the rest of the country, Boingo are virtually unknown.
Okay, you can't say that,
Allie.
Okay. My bad.
The internet doesn't know Boingo like we know Boingo. It's number 22 on their list
That's
of the greatest Halloween songs.
I hate this list.
Again, we grew up with it. The rest of America didn't. All right, let's go around one more time. Kevin, your final guess, please.
Bobby Boris Pickett.
Monster's Holiday.
Monster Rap.
Oh, Monster Rap is good, too. Sorry. No, I'm sorry. Just...
Lights went up without a hitch, then Eagle sang.
I'll put it with.
So no. Oh, yeah, it's the same guy.
No.
Yeah, Monster Rap. Monster
Rap. Shock the body. Shock the body, body. Shock the body.
Come on.
Okay, I'm in.
Why have we not been playing that this year? We played that in years past.
That's top 13?
I'm sorry, no.
Probably 14.
Muggs, your final guess, please.
Probably 14.
Bella Mother Effin' Lugosi is Mother Effin' Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, come on!
I don't see
I quit.
It.
I'm leaving. This is dumb.
Okay. Oh.
Allie, you are the winner, but just for grins, one more.
Well, now that you're saying, like, all great things aren't going to be on this, this is a great song, but I think maybe the rest of the country agrees, too. Ow, Werewolf of London.
Number seven.
You destroyed us.
Warren Zevon. Yeah, Allie got them all. All right, here's let me see. Here's what we got. Number 13 was...
No, he did
Alice
this on
Cooper.
The Muppet Show when I was a kid, and he wore his
Why
black makeup, and he came
Muppet
up out of
Show.
A coffin. And I told this to the Hensons, and they're like, that never happened, Allie. I'm like, check your records. It did. He came up out of a coffin and did Welcome to My Nightmare, and he had black makeup, and I was terrified for years.
That sounds scary. That sounds really scary.
Yes.
Unbelievably, Beer Mug pulled Purple People Eater out of his butt at number 12. Here's number 11. Sure.
Again, all right. Not a Halloween song.
I mean,
it has hell in it. That's why.
It does say hell.
Number 10.
Don't fear the reaper.
Okay. Number 9.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay. This is the one. This one really surprised me because it's the only movie theme in the top 20.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Number 7 was Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London. Allie, you got that one. Number 6.
Oh, my God.
That's number 6?
I have it on my list.
Oh, shut up. You already won the game.
Yeah.
But I always
You destroyed
like,
us.
Yeah.
Number 5.
This is Halloween. It's on my list.
I'm surprised nobody mentioned that.
That's
a big fail on our part.
Number 4.
I put a spell on you.
Oh.
By Screaming Jay Hawkins?
That's from the commercial.
From the commercial.
You guys got number one, number two, Bobby Boris Pickett, Monster Mash, Michael Jackson, Thriller. I'm a little bit surprised that nobody came up with number three. It's a little song that goes something like...
Can you come?
Oh. Oh, we're awful.
So Muggs had room for the Blob, but no thought about Ghostbusters.
Was the theme from Chud on there?
This has been B-Mix's Guess. B-Mix's Guess,
yeah. Social B on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ and Mommy's Little Monster.
Aw, Halloween music, you guys.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not the Blob.
Right?
It's not the Purple People Eater. Mm-hmm. Hey, before we find out about the whitest battle of all time, Jensen versus the Bed Bath & Beyond, I just want to give a heads up. Muggs, this is for you and everybody else who loves free food.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the base being stolen by Washington Nationals shortstop Trey Turner last night, Taco Bell, for the seventh year in a row, is giving away a, you know, steal a base, steal a taco is their promotion for the World Series. So they're giving away a free nacho cheese Doritos Locos taco today to everyone who comes in between 2 and 6.
Even here?
Yes, everywhere. Across the whole country, yeah. Tacos can be claimed, it says, at participating stores, which I think is pretty much all of them.
We have to call ahead.
Between 2 and 6 or anytime when using the app or ordering online. So if you want a free taco today, thanks to the World Series base stolen last night in the game, then go on by to Taco Bell this afternoon. So that's a heads up.
Game 7 tonight, you
game
guys.
Game 7 tonight, you guys.
Oh, I can't wait to not watch. Oh.
Kevin, the most amazing statistic, then we'll move on.
Oh, and you know I hate baseball.
No, this one's amazing, okay, though, because this is not just a baseball statistic. This also includes hockey and the NBA, all three major sports in America that have series in their playoffs.
Yes.
Right? For the first time in sports history, the road team won the first 6 games.
Wow.
That's a
in every sport.
Yes, it's never happened before until the World Series this year. So the Astros won all the games in Washington. The Nationals won all the games in Houston so far. We'll see what happens.
There's no home field.
No home field.
No, there hasn't been any.
Exactly right.
Home ice or anything. Wow, that's crazy.
Very bizarre. Very bizarre. All right, Jensen, what's going on, man?
Okay, so here's the thing. I feel like this could have been a who's the dick, but in my opinion, I know I'm right.
Yeah, well, the rest of us go ahead and throw it open to the room.
Okay, here we go. I needed a storage unit. Like an actual box.
Who's the dick?
No. Here we go. This box, it's like I needed it to be leveled because I needed it to take up as little space as possible, mm-hmm. but put as many things in it. And I thought to myself, what would be a perfect, you know, solution for that? And I thought Christmas ornament boxes.
Okay.
So I was like, that's perfect for storage. Doesn't need to be for Christmas ornaments. And it's close to Christmas, so I'm going to go, you know, try to find them.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know where to go look.
Well, I go online to the Container Store. I go and I find the exact one I want, a perfect one at Bed Bath & Beyond. And I immediately look in the computer for store pickup so I can get it quicker than Amazon. Amazon almost only promised it to me by the end of the month, basically.
Yeah.
And so I go, perfect. I need it now. They have 34 of them.
You checked how many they had.
Okay. My store in Canoga Park. I go, that is... absolutely, that's it. So I drive down there, and I go to the storage, you know, the space with containers.
Yeah.
I go up there, and I ask the woman, and she's no help at all. She says, we don't have those. I said, well, it says on the computer that you have 35 of them. And she goes, well, they might be downstairs in the seasonal section. I go, okay. So I go downstairs to where, you know, Christmas stockings are, and I wouldn't say it's a large section right now. Mm-hmm. It's pretty small. It's just starting.
Right, it's just starting.
And so I go up to customer service, and I say, listen, I just walked through the seasonal. A woman upstairs sent me. It's not there, and I need you to look at this. And so they look at my phone, they type in the SKU, and they say, we don't have any. I go, that's not true. Let me show
you.
By
the way, it's very possible that there's a computer error or they just put it wrong on on the site. No, it's possible.
It's possible,
it is.
I don't
you
see
didn't
it
buy
likely.
It.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't see it likely. So I show them, and I say, here's where it says 35 on my phone, on the computer. And they go, okay, let me check. Oh, you know what? It says 35, but when I click it, it says 0. And I said, that's not where I'm not leaving.
So,
oh my God!
Because because here's what the thing is: we're at
you start screaming about bagels at this point.
Who's the dick?
We're at 15 to 20 minutes now inside the store. Okay, and so I'm immediately thinking to myself, I know it's here. I know it's here, and these people just want to pass me off.
Maybe they want to pass you off, but you don't know it's there.
But no one's actually trying to find it. No one has stood up and looked in the sections.
Okay,
no one's done
a thing.
Okay,
I can see that's a little annoying.
They're just going off of the idea that when you click it, it says 0. I see 35.
Right.
So
you see what you want to see, man.
All right.
And they see what they want to see.
It gets to about 15 to 20 minutes of me just talking
to these
people.
How are you not gone?
Danielle, by the way, is just just tapping her foot. She's so angry.
Stewing, yeah.
And so I look at her and I go, I'm too involved. I'm too pot committed. We have to figure this out. So the guy gets on and he goes, you know what? I'm going to get the manager. She might know why this is happening.
That's just them passing you right off to someone else.
Now, you would think the manager comes immediately. I am so invested, I don't leave. But it takes so long for the manager to get there that the customer service rep got on the phone twice and said, you're coming down here, right? To see this guy.
Wow. And you're just standing around for all this because you have so little in your life beyond a Christmas ornament box.
I don't think he can see past
that box.
White
people are infuriated.
No, I have full blinders on for this Christmas ornament box. So the manager comes up and she says, this is strange. She says, you know what? It might be because you're shopping for Christmas early. You know, we usually put these out a little later.
But that's why you looked online.
Right. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's why I answered that. I said, you know what? I did believe that. But since it said 35 online, she says, you know what? I don't think we have them. And I go, I think you do.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And is it a standoff?
It's a standoff. So now we're not, neither of us are really talking to each other. We're just, and I saw like a tumbleweed pass her. Like I heard like,
Did you both have a holster and a
gun?
Yeah,
I was like, who's going to draw first? Yeah.
As somebody that has worked in retail.
Yes.
Would you like to know what I would have done at
sure,
that point?
Absolutely.
I would have said, sir, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Let me go check in the back.
Great. Right. And by the way, that would have helped
Hold
me.
On, let her finish.
It would have helped.
Yeah.
But I would have gone in the back, talked to my friends in the back that were also pulling this and been like, this D-bag, like he thinks that, like, oh, he's like, oh, no, you're wrong. I got to hear on my little phony thing. And then I probably would have had a smoke.
Right.
I don't even smoke.
Right. You would have started for
me. Yeah. I would have been like, oh, who brought cookies? I wonder if this was Jenny.
Of the time, and maybe this is a better call-in topic, do you think that happens? Where they go, let's go look.
Oh, every retail job I've ever had.
Really?
If you were a D-bag, I always said, let me go check the back. And then I just stood back there for 5 minutes, came out, and I was like, oh, bummer. They're all gone.
Well, luckily for me, the woman finally said, I swear there was silence of 30 seconds. And she looked at me and she says, you know what? It might be in the back. It might be in storage because we haven't taken out all the Christmas stuff yet. And it's been clocked in, but we haven't put it on the floor.
Here we go.
Great. Thanks.
All right.
So I stand there and Danielle's like, I can't believe it. She's literally just like disgusted.
She should be in the car on the way home.
She called like a lawyer, talked about divorce papers. And so we're standing there and no exaggeration. I want to make sure people think I'm not, you know, giving a hyperbole because I'm on the radio. 20 minutes pass. So I'm
wait,
there now.
Wait. 20 minutes total or
no,
after she
after
went?
After she left. I'm now there 45 minutes.
So she's having like a couple of cigarettes.
I thought, but I needed to commit. I was committed. Needed her to come back and say to me it wasn't there. I wasn't leaving without the answer.
Had she come back and said to you it wasn't there, would you have left?
Yes.
Or would you still be there right now?
No, I probably would have left then because I felt like I was, you know, she would probably
Someone
be like, let
tried.
Me go check again. And now she's just making me stay. She hobbles back, hobbling, dust all over her apron.
Oh, no, she's crawling through the storage trying to find stuff.
There's like soot on her, like a 1920s chimney sweep. And she's dragging her foot almost in pain. And she's holding.
Does she have a miner's helmet on with a little light?
Honestly, it would have been on brand for her. She's holding two of them.
Oh,
and
oh,
she
wow.
goes, like dust kicks out of her mouth as she coughs. And she goes, I found two. And I thank God. She goes, I didn't know if you needed one or two. I needed two.
She just wanted to get rid of you.
Had she brought back one, I would have sent her back. I need two. And so she hands over the two, and I take it, and I go, thank you. And she just with a straight face is like, I have to go fix up the back again. So she then had to go back
and
fix it all. Anyway, the ornament boxes are perfect. It's exactly what I needed.
But I hope after all of that, what you said instead was, you know what? I don't like these. I don't really care for these. Do you have these in another color?
These are smaller than I thought.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
I mean, I don't want to overhype it, but I just feel like everybody should be rolling tape right now.
Oh.
Just start recording is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Is it possible to overhype it at this point?
It's all been happening behind the scenes so far, but something so amazing is about to happen on this show. So amazing that you're going to remember. It's going to be, you're going to remember where you were when you heard what you're about to hear.
We think. We don't know for sure because Muggs has been teasing this for a day and a half.
Right. Okay. So are you guys ready?
I mean, now that you've sort of said that, can we just give a little background on it?
I don't know what it is.
For the last 2 days, Muggs has had an idea for a joke that that involves the giveaway for Dr. Sleep and the tickets we're giving away.
Okay.
He's almost been champing at the bit. Like he's been staring.
He's salivating.
Yeah, and he actually so much, he took me outside and ran the joke by me. Mm-hmm. And then I said, absolutely, you got to say that. You have to. It would be illegal not to say it. And so he has been telling everyone, get ready for my joke. And then, and he's not joking. And then he turned to Allie and they set up the kind of give and take.
Well, no, he says to me, so you're going to read like the giveaway, like how you remember how you did it yesterday? And I said, no, I don't remember how I did it yesterday.
This is important to the joke.
Apparently.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So all I'm saying here, Muggs, is there's no way the payoff could be as good as this whole
setup. You never know.
Agreed.
You never know.
He's been teasing it for 2 days.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what this is? And I know you guys accuse me of being a bad example guy, but this is perfect, I think. This is Babe Ruth stepping up to the plate and pointing into the outfield where he's going to hit the home run.
Right.
And then he does.
It's perfect.
We don't know that he's hit the home run yet in this story.
Yeah.
In this case, he's just stepping up to bat and he's pointing at the...
Let me start pitching.
Okay.
Return to the place where horror lives. It's Stephen King's Dr. Sleep, which is in theaters on November 8th. But how would you, yes, you listening right now, like a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Dr. Sleep on November 4th. Yay! At the Pacific Theaters at the Grove. Here's the thing. Dr. Sleep continues the story of Danny Torrance 40 years after his terrifying stay at the Overlook Hotel in The Shining.
I'm dying from this.
Kevin's already moving away from the mic.
I'm giving you space. This kind of a punchline needs room.
In Dr. Sleep, Dan Torrance, the little boy with the powerful extrasensory gift known as The Shine, terrorized by the events that shattered his family at the Overlook Hotel in The Shining, is now in his 40s living a troubled adult life.
Allie, I have a question.
What is it,
Muggs? Good timing so far.
At the end of the movie, does Ewan McGregor turn to the camera and say, now go home and get your effing shine box?
You just did a Goodfellas joke about the shine and the shine box. Jensen, you acted like this was good.
Because I needed him to do it.
I'm really upset Bean's ISDN dropped. He didn't even hear that.
It didn't drop. He just cut the cord. He's out.
Bean took a scissors. He took a scissors and cut the cord.
Physically cut it.
By the way, also, I want to state a couple things. One, he took me outside and I was like, oh, please do that, because I needed him to do it.
Right.
And then it's so long.
Yeah.
Like, the joke is so long.
Yeah, he has to ask a question.
He winds up the joke.
And the fact that I had to pause for a few seconds, like, here's your cue to ask the
Allie
question.
Allie was, like, shaking her head, like, step up to the microphone.
But the question, wasn't even organic. It was like, I have a question, Allie.
Unbelievable, Muggs. Oh. 3 days of you, like, oh, gotta do it. You're a gift.
Have you ever heard any one of us tease a single joke for 2 days?
No,
I've never heard any of us tease a joke.
Off the top of our head. That's why sometimes they're so bad.
Right.
Yesterday I was thinking it, but I wasn't feeling very confident.
Right.
Okay, what happened?
I don't know.
And make whatever happened in that time never happen again.
Where do we get you to lose confidence?
Can we bring a bully in? Let's take the first five callers to win a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Dr. Sleep on November 4th at the Pacific Theaters at the Grove. 1-800-520-1067. First five callers. Good God.
Thank you, guys.
No, you're welcome. Unreal.
Wow.
That must be what it's like working with Jerry Seinfeld.
Wow.
Like, he must.
Like, where does that genius come from?
When they were writing Seinfeld, he must have went up to Michael Richards and been like, just feed me this. Give me 2 days.
Hey, Bean, you back?
Yeah.
Tell me you didn't hear it.
No, this is unbelievable. The best thing that's ever happened on this show is what I was told. And 20 seconds before apparently the joke was told, somehow, mysteriously, my connection gets dropped.
Well, we assumed you heard it and cut it.
And cut it, yeah. We were assuming you just...
That's how bad it was.
I quit this bitch.
Okay, you know what?
Do you want to hear it again?
Let's do it again.
Well, it was good the second time.
No. You hadn't suggested, I was going to insist, because I don't want to be the only one who missed out on this radio magic. Right.
Yeah.
So you guys, Dr. Sleep is going to be in theaters on November 8th, but I have a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Dr. Sleep on November 4th at the Pacific Theaters at the Grove. Dr. Sleep continues the story of Danny Torrance 40 years after his terrifying stay at the Overlook Hotel in The Shining. He was that little boy with the powerful extrasensory gift known as The Shine, who was terrorized by the events that shattered his family at the Overlook Hotel in The Shining in his 40s. Now he's leading a troubled life. Bugs, do you have a question?
Hey, Allie, I have a question.
Yep.
Does Ewan McGregor turn to the camera at the end of the movie and say, "Now go home and get your effing shine box"?
No, because that, Goodfellas and
it was.
Yeah,
no, I didn't even know that.
It was Goodfellas, and this is the.
Ewan McGregor's not in Goodfellas. It's so good. No. There's no true connection.
No.
I don't get it at all. I don't even understand the joke. Is it not the funniest joke I've ever heard? I don't even track with it.
He was so excited. He took me outside.
He was so excited about
to
it.
To run it by
me. He already got the punchline tattooed on his arm.
But Bean, you at least know. Go get your shine box from Goodfellas,
sure,
Joe Pesci.
Yeah. But what does that have to do with the
shine? Because
his gift is called the shine.
Uh huh.
That's it. That's where it ends.
That is quite a stretch.
That is quite a stretch.
He kept asking Allie, "Remember how you did it yesterday?" What is wrong with you?
Bean, I legit had to look at him and go, "Here's your part. Here's where you step up." And
twice. Both times you told him where to come in.
I feel like maybe the first time was a little rushed, and maybe the second time, maybe the third time.
I don't know.
Maybe this is the magic.
It's not
the third time.
Dude, they're already going to take our Hall of Fame induction away from us.
In Dr. Sleep, Dan Torrance, the little boy with the powerful extrasensory gift known as the Shine, terrorized by the events that shattered his family at the Overlook Hotel in The Shining, is in his 40s, living a troubled adult life.
Hey, Allie.
Yeah, Muggs.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Listen to this wind-up.
Does Ewan McGregor, as Danny, turn to the camera
at
the end of the movie and say, "Now go home and get your effing shine box"?
Oh, he was so excited.
See, I didn't know you meant as Danny.
It's too loud to even do radio.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, Muggs. Muggs.
You guys, Muggs has lost it.
You are.
That's what I meant. He's a gift.
Some birthdays for you. Kevin Pollak, Henry Winkler, and Matthew.
We just got a message from the Hotline to Heaven. Marconi has sent his regrets that he invented radio.
Right.
Apparently, he was listening, heard Beer Mugs attempted a joke.
Oh, that's funny. I just got a DM from Caesar's Palace.
What?
They're wondering if he's available to do comedy at the huge Coliseum venue.
Oh.
So, wow. I mean, I guess we're getting two different kinds of
yes. So, is Allie included in that offer? Because she was the straight man.
Oh, the setup?
Yeah. No. I'm going to hard pass.
Oh, come on, Allie.
Oh, really?
Okay. I mean, okay.
The new Abbott and Costello we have with us.
It is
perfect.
It is the 30th of October. It is, among other things, National Candy Corn Day. So go out there and get yourself some delicious
Woo-hoo!
Candy corn.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
That's so tasty,
and
that wax.
And do like I do. And November 1st, on Friday, go in and buy as much candy corn as they have left.
Right.
That way you have it for the whole year round.
Plus,
you don't have to just have it as a holiday
treat. As a side
treat.
Benefit, there'll be plenty there because no one's buying it.
Well, 50% off. Just tell them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just buy it so you have it all year long. Yeah. Now, since it's the day before Halloween, I think we have time for a little Two Eyeballs, don't you?
Yes. Don't ignore how good that is.
By the way, this is a listener named McCall who did this when he was 10, and we know mm-hmm. that you can't understand a word of it.
It came from the attic.
Yes.
Where he saw. He saw.
Two eyeballs.
There it is. That'll be stuck in your head all day long today. I mean, in his defense, he's trying to mic the keyboard and the mic.
Right.
And he's 10.
He's about to do his own echo.
He was kind of the original Billie Eilish. You know what I mean? Like bedroom music.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, he understands those minor chords, which is...
I know.
That's crazy
and
for a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Great song. By the way, this kid, we don't mention this for... This kid grew up and changed his name to Pete Wentz. A lot of people don't realize this is how it all started for Pete Wentz. So there's a little backstory on the Two Eyeballs kid.
Did not know that.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. That's the Fall Out Boy guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of Halloween, we thought this... Okay, I think we're done. We thought this would be interesting because if you did not go to a party this past Saturday night, perhaps you have one scheduled for tomorrow night, like Allie does. You got to start thinking about your costume, because no matter how awesome it is, you've got to live in that thing all night long, right?
Great mm-hmm. idea until you put it on,
uh-huh.
or a great idea for the whole night.
Exactly.
Which is it?
It's exactly right. There was a story in the news this weekend about first responders in Ohio who showed up at a serious car accident, and there was a woman in the backseat who was covered in blood. All over her hair, all over her face. Her dress was practically soaked in blood. They looked at her and said, I doubt she's even alive. It turns out not only was she alive, she was fine. She only had a bruised knee. Her name is Sydney Wolf. She is 20 years old, and she was coming back from an event where she was promoting that she was playing Carrie in a haunted house production on Halloween.
That is scary.
So she was dressed up as Carrie from the Stephen King book turned into the movie.
So pig's blood everywhere.
Yes. You use paint in her case, yes. But the first responders are like, oh, my God, I can't believe you survived this. And she's like, it's not blood. I'm totally fine. I'm totally fine. So that is not what she expected, to mm-hmm. complicate a crash scene with her Halloween costume. But we started thinking about all the various ways that your costumes can go wrong. Like you can't pee, you can't see, mm-hmm. you run into things. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go wrong with a Halloween
Let's
costume.
Let's say your dress is, a lighthouse. Which is Wayne's example.
Great example. Great example. And the whole point of that is because it's a difficult costume to get in
it's
and out of.
It's not a costume, first
and
of
no
all.
No one's dressed as a lighthouse.
Ever.
Unless you're a huge R-Pats fan, in which case that's the timeliest costume of all time.
Robert Pattinson's in a new movie called The Lighthouse.
Boom!
Thank you, Jensen.
Thank you, Jensen. You speak Beam.
I include everyone else.
The world's greatest joke teller, Beer Mug, you had an experience at the K-Rock Halloween Costume Ball this weekend.
Yes, everything you just mentioned, Bean, I couldn't see in my costume because, look, my costume, I was the Flash.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow, that's a whole body thing.
It's a big red suit, mm-hmm. and it has a big set of fake pectoral muscles and abs on the front of it that's made... Yeah. That's made of foam that I put over my real muscles.
Yes.
I put over my real muscles, and it's a onesie.
Right.
And everything was great until I started drinking, and I had to go to the restroom.
Okay. Yeah.
So when I took the top part of the onesie off,
mm-hmm.
the foam of the Flash outfit
hangs I don't want to hear this.
Way in front of everything, including the toilet.
Oh, and it creates like its own basin.
Yes. Oh. And let me tell you guys, mm-hmm. that basin was used.
Oh, no. Why is it in the room with us?
Yes.
No.
I've swabbed it with some Lysol since then.
Swab. No, you burn it.
By the
you
way,
set it on fire.
That says more about you than the costume.
You
I
set
used
that
a
on fire.
Tiny little swab to just take it out.
And there's actually a picture of me, which I'm going to post later today. There's a picture with some of the unfortunate circumstance on the front of the costume in one of the photos. So,
oh my God.
So anyone that hugged you that night was hugging pee.
They didn't know that.
Yes.
Though. They didn't know that. They
Mugs,
were...
you're disgusting.
Yeah, next year I won't be the Flash, but it was great this year.
Was it fun, though? Was it great?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound like fun, peeing yourself. You peed yourself.
Anyway, the greatest was, after it happened, like three people walked into the bathroom, and I'm furiously like wiping this down.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's like looking at me. I'm like, hey, look, it's hard to go to the bathroom when you're the Flash. You know what I'm saying?
It was bad. God, you were that funny then, too?
Just keep coming.
I didn't know you did that twice.
That's why I'm the Flash.
Did he fall on the floor laughing?
He did. He did.
Oh, that's
He did.
Yeah.
I'm the Flash. I'm quick, you know?
Right.
We're going to take your calls, by the way, if you have a Halloween
He's putting his face up to it.
He really is. Yeah.
He is, yeah. If you have a Halloween costume disaster story, something that you wore that turned out to be impossible or got you into some sort of a situation, we want to hear about it at 1-800-520-1067. Jensen, sound like you had one.
No. It's just that I think these things out before. Mm-hmm. That's why I rarely wear anything that, like, constricts. I'll wear a t-shirt and jeans that, like, fit to be someone else. Or I try to get normal clothes that are also a Halloween costume.
I mean, I will say this. It seems like question one is, how do I go to the bathroom?
Yes.
And everything else is a distant memory, but question one is, how do I go to the bathroom? Because you know you're going to be in it for, what, 5 hours?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's never a good idea.
Well, you just pee on your suit, apparently.
Just pee yourself.
All right, 1-800-520-
He swabbed it, Bean.
Yeah.
I gave it a little tiny swab.
Halloween costume disasters, your calls right after this on K-Rock.
All right, just ahead of Blink 182, we're talking about Halloween costume disasters. Let's go to Martin in Long Beach. Not sure what just happened. Not sure.
Rock.
Oh, now we're playing a song.
I don't have any idea what's happening.
Okay.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, enjoy the song. Martin, we'll talk to you later.
Oh.
That's on.
No,
what?
Well, for people.
I'm very confused.
We have a new system, which we've told people.
Yeah.
And we've been told a couple times by engineers who walk in that the problem with the new system is that every once in a while it fires on its own, which is.
And they're fine with that.
Yeah.
They just go, it's yeah, fine. You know what?
Yeah.
It's a glitch.
It fires on its own. Okay.
And then they say it's a glitch, like that's the answer.
Allowed, yeah.
Take two.
All right.
Hey, Martin.
Hey.
Yes.
He just starts singing the song.
All right.
Oh, my love.
Just ahead of Blink 182. I'm not even sure where that song came from. We have Blink 182 up.
Really?
Yes.
That wasn't
no.
Blink? Okay.
What? No, that's Foos.
Martin, yeah. You know how to use the system?
I've never seen that happen before. That's bizarre.
Thank
All right.
You.
Martin, Halloween costume disasters. Go.
So every year I do a surfing Halloween costume event where everyone surfs in their Halloween costumes. And I got a Grim Reaper costume thinking that would be cool. And it has this mesh sort of hood that goes over your face with the skeleton face. And little did I know that as soon as that thing got wet, it basically turns into a waterboarding situation.
Oh, like it pushes up against your face kind of thing? Like it just dampens up against you?
Exactly. Oh. Yeah. So as soon as I went under the first wave in the water, I just like couldn't breathe, was freaking out. And also as soon as the water hit the mask, you couldn't see either. So I couldn't see, couldn't breathe out there with like 100 people in crazy Halloween costumes.
Wow.
It was a good time.
Martin, did you die?
Great follow up.
Almost.
Okay. Woo. All right.
Got close.
Thank God.
All right. We'll take your calls. 1-800-520. I get it.
He's the Reaper.
Yeah.
No. We got it.
But he was alive.
520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
I thought it was a fuse.
All right. Should we try this again?
Nah.
I'm feeling good. I think we're all right.
I was trying to get out of it.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on the World Famous K-Rock. We're talking about your Halloween costume disaster. Something to keep in mind as you prepare your costume for your party tomorrow night. We're taking your calls, and we're going to start with Jacob. He's on line three. He's in Monrovia in this segment. 1-800-520-106. But hey, Jacob.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy. So what happened?
Howdy. So a couple of years ago, I was dressing up as the 90s cartoon character Johnny Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
The guy goes, "Oh, mama." Right?
I'm sorry. Can we hear it again?
I need it again.
Oh, mama.
Okay.
Perfect.
And so I bought fake plastic pec muscles.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't fit under my shirt, so I cut around like the shoulder parts of them. Oh. And so I was wearing them and throughout the night, and I was moving. Eventually, when I took them off at the end of the night, I found out I had like cut into my shoulders and I was like bleeding.
Oh my God.
Oh mama. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. I did it. Perfect. Well, good for you, man.
I don't feel like that's what you want.
Mm-mm.
Cutting into your skin.
Yeah, so you end up bloodied at the end of the night. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate the call. Line two, Irvine. Let's say hi to Christine up next on K-Rock.
Morning, Christine.
Hi.
Hi there.
So, I started a fire at my best friend's Halloween party with my costume.
You started a fire at your best friend's party.
This party lit.
I did. I was dressed as the queen from Snow White, and which is a very long dress with very long sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend had decorated the house. We had candles lit. We were all dancing. I kind of tripped on my long dress.
Oh, no.
I'm about 5'2", so I'm not very tall. The dress was long. I stepped on some lace that was kind of decorating the table, and there were candles on it. Knocked over the candles. The lace kind of got set on fire.
Okay.
And,
cut to the chase. How many people died in the fire?
Nobody died. No one died, and we're still good friends after 22 years. So.
Wow.
That was a good thing.
Okay. Yeah. You have a good friend. Thank you.
Good for you. Thank you for the call. Somebody comes to my house and sets it on fire at Halloween.
Right? That's the last chance.
Let's go to Kai, line seven, please, up next here on the Kevin Mitchell in Los Angeles. Kai, welcome to the show. What's going on, man?
Hey. Okay, so when I was like 19 or so, Spider-Man was all the craze, and I decided to dress up as him. But the costume was so tight that I was like, okay, no matter what underwear I wear, it's going to be visible. So I decided not to wear any.
Go on.
And all night, people were like, why complimenting am I the only one clapping? Me and like, great costume. And I mean, girls, guys, everybody. And then I got home and realized that it was completely see-through and that everybody saw everything all night.
Wow.
No one told you. No one pulled you aside and said, just so you know.
I was with my parents and they didn't say anything.
No.
How do your parents not mention that your junk is visible?
Right?
Son, this is a difficult conversation, but I can see your package.
Maybe they were proud.
Maybe they weren't his real parents because they were on a...
Because you're trying to make a Spider-Man joke.
Spider-Man's parents died.
I think I actually was going Superman.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I don't even know. Kai, maybe I'm sorry.
I hope the system fires again.
Thank you for the call on that
20 seconds ago.
Give me line 6 here, Brea. I'm not sure I completely understand, but Kissy is the name? Is it Kissy?
No, Chrissy.
Oh, okay.
Don't be stupid,
not
Bean.
Fault. It says it. It says
Kissy here.
Not your fault, Bean.
Okay, that sounds like a...
I'm on my Lanza.
Sounds like a Ruben thing. Okay,
hey, Chrissy.
Chrissy, what happened?
Oh, okay. So I got the office memo that we're all dressing up as Domino's. So, okay, cool. So I run to Target and grab the pizza costume.
Oh,
and when I got
her.
To work, everybody was like, Domino's the board game. Not the
pizza. That's very good.
Kissy's my favorite. So.
Kissy.
I didn't know. I'm a fat girl. I thought pizza.
I respect it.
I like it.
Oh, I love it.
It's very good.
That's pretty strong. Okay. Thank you.
Just saying it's like eating a candle. It's mm-hmm. it's wax.
And a sort gross of, candle. Not no. even a good candle.
Right, yeah.
Just means more candy corn for Jensen and me.
Yeah.
You guys don't like it. Stop saying
that. No,
you're
I really
being,
I ate a whole bucket
you're just being
in a
gangsters.
Week. I ate a whole bucket in a week here at the station. No one else had any.
But you didn't like it.
I loved it. That's right. I didn't like it. I loved it.
Guys, it's National Candy Corn Day. Hit it, Steve.
Hey. I know you see me. I don't know why you keep passing on me. Every Halloween, it's the same story. I don't know why. Is it because we look like wax? Just give candy corn some love.
Halloween's a celebration. Kids all in the streets. A holiday that's focused on costumes and tasty treats. You think there's no way that October could end tragic, but it's hard for a candy that people consider plastic. I'm candy corn and life isn't great. I'm at the bottom of a list of candies that people hate. But then there's Beanie's, the person I have to thank. Between sips of spoiled chocolate milk and awful fruitcake. He praises all my efforts and I never make him sick. And he's the only man on earth who doesn't think I taste like So when you celebrate and think Halloween is great, keep in mind that candy corn just can never catch a break.
Candy corn, yellow, orange, white. Can anybody just treat me right? Candy corn, yellow, orange, white. I just wanna feel alright.
I mean, I never thought of candy corn as a person.
Well,
before.
Think again.
Before that.
It's a very difficult time of year for me where I have to go from right from defending my love of candy corn into my love of fruitcake. Like back to back.
That's insane.
It's exhausting. Twice,
maybe change your loves.
Hey, Allie, what's happening on this Wednesday morning?
Do they have candy corn in the UK? Or is
certainly.
It, okay, I wasn't sure.
Take
if it
easy,
Bean. Like
we don't know.
Candy corn is everywhere for everyone, all the time, always.
It is in any of those things. That's why I asked.
But you know what they don't have in the UK?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving.
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 By the way, no, emphasize thanks.
Thanksgiving.
You would never say Thanksgiving until you heard Bean say it.
No, I absolutely, I can't naturally say.
Go to the tape.
We go to my aunt's house for Thanksgiving. That's what I would say.
That's how that was sort of equal.
Yeah, you said thanks and giving the same way. He says Thanksgiving.
I love stuffing when I eat at Thanksgiving.
Wait, let's listen to this.
Thanksgiving.
That's thanks.
No,
hit it again.
Not.
Hit it again.
Was it more thanks?
No.
That was
Thanksgiving.
That was more on giving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving.
We're like the pilgrims and the Indians right now, man. We're never going to agree on this one.
Oh, we know how that ends.
I guess you guys are going to win.
Guys, these fires are absolutely insane right now. John Cena is doing his part. He is making a $500,000 donation to first responders battling the wildfires in California. He is playing a first responder in his upcoming film, Playing with Fire. And he wrote, I'm asking that today on First Responders Day, we do everything we can to help those whose lives are risked to protect us all.
This party lit.
He asked Paramount Records, the parent studio behind Playing with Fire, to choose the charity that would be receiving his $500,000 donation. And they announced that both the California Fire Fund as well as the Los Angeles Fire Foundation are going to be the recipients of that generous donation. So that is a wonderful thing.
It's very nice.
And it's only the 1,000,000th wonderful thing that John Cena has done with his life and his time, by the way.
Yeah. Most make-a-wishes ever.
Yep, he's great. He's the greatest.
Unbelievable. Guys, we do have good news because this isn't one of those back for a limited time type of things. It is back for good, you guys. The Popeye's chicken sandwich is back.
Is this the one that started riots?
For mm-hmm. good, yeah.
This is it.
People thought, okay, they created this, you know, it was a whole marketing thing to create demand when they said, oh, no, we ran out of the chicken sandwich. No, they just vastly underestimated how much people would be yelling about chicken sandwiches online and all the lines outside of Popeye's just to get this chicken sandwich. So
do you have chicken fingers?
They do. The president of Popeye said the Popeye's chicken sandwich was launched in August as a permanent addition to our menu. We sold through our inventory due to unprecedented demand, so the product was temporarily unavailable. But we're excited to say it's back for good. When can you get one, you may ask?
Thanksgiving.
Nope. Nope. But you can because it's back for good, but they might not be open on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Popeye's is straight up petty as hell.
Uh-oh.
Because they are dropping the sandwich on Sunday. Because you can't get Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, bitch.
Chick-fil-A?
They're like, oh, suck it, Chick-fil-A. Why don't you go to Popeye's? Oh, you're too busy in church? Whatever.
Sorry, you're thinking about Jesus.
Sorry about that.
We're thinking about business.
Yeah. I'm not a businessman. I'm a business man.
I want to ask you a question. How would you like to have fried chicken on your table just about any time you wanted to?
I would yes, please. Love that, actually. Thank you for asking, sir. So this Sunday, you guys, mm-hmm. right?
Great
right.
news.
It really is great news.
How exceptional can that chicken sandwich be?
I'm going to find out Sunday.
That's my question.
I can't I hold it in anymore. I
can't.
Go.
It's like Beer Mug's joke. It can't possibly be worth the hype.
Right.
You're going to eat and you're going to go, hey, that's pretty good.
Well, so what do you think?
It's not like this is the first time there's been a spicy chicken sandwich in the world.
No.
Yeah, but don't they like... They make the pickles taste all chickeny.
Right.
Okay.
So that's cool, right?
That sounds cool.
Give a call if you're with
nope.
me.
No.
All right, okay. Hold on. I have a piece of tape here. I don't know if this is going to work or not.
Excellent.
Get ready to
dump. They got a pickle on that chicken sandwich. They got a pickle. Listen to me. They got a pickle on the chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh.
That tastes like chicken.
Oh.
The pickle tastes like chicken. You hear me?
Oh, I guess it did work.
If you have not seen that video of this man that eats the Popeye's chicken sandwich for the first time and literally chases his wife around the house to explain how good the chicken sandwich is. At that point in the video, she is like doing something at the dresser. He's
just trying to ignore him
over the bed and he's like, it's a pickle. That tastes like chicken. And their kid is videotaping this and the camera's shaking because they're laughing so hard at their dad. Can you play that again, Bean? It brings me such great joy.
Not really.
Oh, I hate it.
I love big, fat, juicy pickles.
Here
it
is.
That's not it.
They got a pickle on that chicken sandwich. They got a pickle. Listen to me. They got a pickle on the chicken sandwich that tastes like chicken. The pickle tastes like chicken. You hear me?
He's very excited.
Yeah.
He's on all fours on the bed yelling at
his
wife.
She just wants him to go away. You know that. She's like, please go away. Please go away. Please go away.
Oh, it is such good video. I love it so very much. Guys.
Yes.
Guess who's most likely doing carpool karaoke with James Corden?
Well, he had a pretty wide open... Kanye this week. That was a big get.
Yeah, that was airpool karaoke.
Right,
did it
on a plane, right?
Who do we have left?
I mean, he's done a lot of the big ones. I'm going to take a wild stab
okay.
and say, because he's in the full-on book promotion mode, uh-huh. Elton John.
No.
That would be great, though, right?
Sure.
I'm going to say...
Did he already do him?
I feel like he already did Elton.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Maybe?
Okay.
I don't know.
Sorry.
How about...
Juana Man?
No. Mm. No. It's coming up, though.
Whitney Houston?
Again, that's going to be tough. Nope. This person was spotted filming a segment. They're in the car, laughing, driving through a residential area.
His name's Furlock Bones.
It is not. I'd like it, though. This person has played at our Acoustic Christmas.
Oh. Or was it Green Lantern?
It is not Green Lantern.
Nick Richards.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
It's Harold Dean Jensen's mom.
She has not played our Acoustic Christmas yet, Harold Dean.
Jared Leto?
Billie nope. Eilish.
Billie
Eilish. Great guess.
Billie Eilish.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
She, again, unable to make it as well.
Billie Eilish, that would be fantastic.
I know. What if she was just in a car with James Corden and somebody took pictures and they're like, it's obviously carpool karaoke.
It's not happening at all. I have a hot take.
Okay. Yeah.
It's too early. Too early in the career.
How come?
Not enough songs for carpool. Carpool karaoke's whole thing is like greatest
hits. Yeah, it's hits, yeah.
So she's, I mean, she has,
but
like
she
a,
has like five hits.
From one
for
album.
For us, though.
And for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two in real life, right?
Right.
Yeah. Too soon. Hot take, Joe.
I'll still watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd still watch it too. She's the best. Anyway, I think we should go with Whitney Houston would have been a better pick.
Again, I've got some bad news. Some birthdays for you. Matthew
Fun
Morrison. Kevin Pollak and Henry Winkler.
Very troubled by Beans telling us that that band, Oingo Boingo, is not big across the country.
They were like regional, he was
very
saying.
Troubled
yeah,
by that.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, it's because it's God bless K-Rock for all the years that they played all those Boingo songs, and that's why they're one of the biggest bands in the history of Southern California. But man, you drive a couple of hundred miles out of town, people are like, I don't know who you're talking about.
Hmm. What?
I know.
I don't know if I believe
that's
that.
Just not
no,
possible.
They certainly did play across the country. They do have a fan base, but nothing like
they're
here.
They're not doing like a Hollywood Bowl-esque or like a space other places, is what
right.
you're saying. Because here
exactly.
they have done the Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's been a long time for Boingo, but they're one of our, they're on our Mount Rushmore as far as I'm concerned.
And that song's the best Halloween song of all time.
Yes. Amen. Agreed.
You guys, I love Eddie Ift. I think we're all on the same page. We're big fans of Eddie. He's one of our favorite comedians, podcasters, guests on the Kevin and Bean Show. I feel like I have already heard enough about his bowels before we went on the air. Mm-hmm. But apparently we're going to discuss it. How you feeling, Eddie?
Eddie, what?
I'm fine now.
What happened? What part of South America were you in?
I don't,
where you
that,
got Montezuma's revenge?
That's the funny thing. They kept asking me. They're like, where have you been? And I'm like, I was in Ohio.
Oh, no.
And they're like, no, but where foreign, like foreign country? I'm like, have you ever been to Toledo? And they
have you tried the water there?
Yeah, they couldn't figure it out. And
it was 3 weeks?
It was 3 weeks of number one coming out number two.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Did you have to do the whole, like.
All right. Was that,
in a,
cone? Was that a dump?
No, that's fine.
No, that was technically a dump.
I watched Beer Mug move for the button.
Oh,
I was like,
no, it's
oh,
not.
No.
It was. We're good.
Okay.
So far,
did you have to do the test in a cone?
They did blood tests. They did urine tests, and then they looked at me and they went, "Yeah,
it's time.
It's time."
Oh,
and
they
handed me like a brown bag, like that you get at a grocery store, and they go, "Okay, so can you go home? There's a container in here. All the directions are there. And then bring it back.
And then set it on fire and put it on your neighbor's door."
But that made me laugh that they were like, we don't want you doing that here.
Right.
Like, go home, do it, come back. So when I came back,
that's
I'm just
weird.
I'm holding this brown bag and I walk in and it's a full waiting room. And I didn't want to say, hey, everybody, guess what? So I go, I got the sample.
it's like you're selling drugs.
Yeah. And the woman looked at me, and I don't know if she just does this all the time, mm-hmm. and she's like, oh, this is my little fun.
Right.
But she
I
goes,
hope so, then.
She goes, sample of what?
Oh, no.
And,
I love her.
Yeah, and I guess it's called a stool sample, but
yes.
for some reason I got all nervous and I mm-hmm. went, fecal! I have a fecal sample right here!
Did you start yelling?
Yeah,
why are you screaming?
You want a fecal sample? I was so nervous. I'm like, it's in the bag! I pooped in a container and it's in a bag.
Did the emergency room all stand up and run out?
It's all old people, because I live up in Malibu, and it's all these elderly people, and they were all like, oh, how do you do that? You know, like, we're trying to get those out. So then the woman looks at me like, ew. And then another woman looks at me, and they look at each other like, no. And then finally a guy that looks like he probably is like the janitor goes, all right, I'll get it.
What?
And he goes, let me get some gloves. And
like, you're putting them out by doing what you were asked to do.
Like, they make you feel bad for this.
Yeah, he made it seem like he pulled the smallest straw or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
it's his turn. That's what he acted like. Oh. And I was like, it's not like, you know, he's like, all right, you know.
It's not like he brought the bag with just the poo in it. Like, it was in a container, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, because that would change the story.
Eddie, how much weight do you lose if you have diarrhea for 3 solid weeks?
I think I lost about 25 pounds.
Oh! Yeah. Are you still contagious?
Yes.
Sweet. Come here, baby.
I was just going to say that people out there going, I could lose 25 pounds.
I could do it.
Give me that.
Yeah. It is a good diet.
Do you recommend it? Is this a good way to lose 25 pounds?
No, it was horrible.
Do you know what it is now?
They just sent me back. They're like, yeah, looks good.
Looks good.
My gosh.
Yeah.
They were just giving you a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Just a compliment on his
so then
Oh, that's pretty good.
I have this friend who's like this new age crazy guru dude. Mm-hmm. And I just called him and he's like, okay, I want you to take some prebiotics, some probiotics. And then they told me about this thing. Bean's going to know about this for sure. A fecal transplant.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it here on the show. Yeah.
And he's like, worse comes to worse. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just going to.
That's unthinkable.
And I was like, no, we're not.
It saves people's lives, Kevin.
It has, yeah.
Yeah.
And yet still unthinkable.
Yeah.
But when I get sick like that, I can pinpoint or try to pinpoint the meal that caused it. Do you have any?
But not for 3 weeks.
Well, I don't think it's a meal for 3 weeks.
I mean, I don't know. Who knows? He may have gotten
an infection,
a bug or
a parasite.
A parasite, exactly.
It could have been one of 17 things.
You narrowed it down to 17.
Okay. No, it's a hell of a day.
I eat really healthy, but then I went off the rails a bit. And
when you're in Ohio, I mean, it's understandable.
Well, I was in Ohio, Wisconsin, New Jersey.
You can't go to those places,
I was
man.
On tour.
You know, I hear that, and I think airport food.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's possible.
I don't eat on airplanes anymore.
Right.
Airplanes, I won't eat anything.
Really?
Except for the Biscoff cookie.
Well, of course.
Well, that could
be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
Eddie Ift is in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, he's performing this Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Ice House, icehousecomedy.com.
Ask him about his diet.
Yeah, do ask about his diet. Hey, Eddie, we've been having you on the show for many, many years, many, many times. Did we know that you were a CrossFit guy, or is this relatively new?
I've been doing it for like 12 years.
Really?
Okay. That doesn't show.
There's no way you have.
You've
because
been doing
CrossFit
it for...
guys only talk about CrossFit.
Correct.
Well, I don't think you've ever brought it up on our show.
Well, I started the podcast about it when I was doing Talkin's Hit.
Mm-hmm.
I just, as a joke, was like, hey, I do CrossFit. We should do a podcast about it, but kind of make fun of it.
Uh-huh.
And so it was me and another CrossFitter.
That's insufferable. Two of you?
That's what I'm saying.
And we would get on and kind of be critical of it and make fun of it. And one day we were like, oh, how many people are listening? It was like 1,000. And then the next week it was like 3,000. And
what?
Then it just started growing and growing and growing. And then everybody in the CrossFit world was listening to it. And we were very critical of it. And we ended up going to the CrossFit Games where they have their Olympics of CrossFit.
Legit.
And we're sitting in a box recording with like all these other people. And all of a sudden these guys in these black suits came in. And they were like, my partner's name was his name was Armin Hammer. But his real name's Armin Amirian. They go, Armin, come with us.
What?
And I was like, well, what's happening?
And CrossFit jail?
They took him and walked him right out of the stadium.
Whoa! Oh, no.
And they came back and they're like, Armin is no longer welcome here.
What?
And I was like, what about me? Am I okay? And they're like, you're okay for now. And
what had he done different from you?
He had been extremely critical. But now he's like their friend and does all kinds of stuff with them. But they kind of like
big CrossFit, man.
Yeah.
Here's what I know. Eddie Ift, wherever he goes, trouble goes. I know
that's a fact.
That's a fact.
All right, we have to take a quick break with Eddie CrossFit Ift. When we come back, we're going to talk about, among other things, a 68-mile run that you have signed up for.
What?
I didn't just sign up. I created it.
A 68, not 6.8, kids. 68 miles Eddie Ift plans to run for a good cause. We'll tell you about it next on K-Rock.
I pooped my pants.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, that was Eddie F. saying that right off mic.
That's what we're saying.
The great comedian and podcaster Eddie F. is in studio with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can see him Saturday night at the Ice House, icehousecomedy.com. You will have a great time. Tickets on 10L, 21 and up. All right, so Eddie, so you're doing the CrossFit. You're losing all the weight with your big diarrhea diet that you're promoting.
Is he promoting that?
Promoting.
And now you should start selling that, man. I mean, Allie already said she would sign up for losing 25 pounds.
I asked him to spit the cup, like, which isn't the first time I've asked Eddie F. to do that.
Sure,
in a segment.
Yeah. And now you're talking about running 68 miles. But before we get into the physicality of that, what's the cause? What prompted this?
Last year, November 9th, I was in the middle of the Malibu Mountains where I live. I was supposed to be gone because we were supposed to be evacuated, but something got into me that I stayed. And
you're one of those people.
I'm not one of those people.
No, you were.
What happened was we evacuated, and my wife's a hoarder, so I was like, oh, I can't wait for this house to burn. and I was like, this is going to be the best thing ever. You know, new start. I don't have to clean this.
What a terrible human
junk, right? And then the fire kept, like, encroaching, and it took days. And my wife kept making me move all of her stuff into a storage facility, like, every day. So then I had to figure out how to divert the fire to the storage facility to take out her stuff. No, I kept going back to, like, get stuff, and I didn't plan on staying. And but all these neighbors kept going, you want to hose down your roof? You want to blow all the leaves off the roof? You want to create a defensible position? So I'm doing, like, all the things I'm supposed to. Cover the attic eaves.
Clean the gutters,
and
everything.
I'm on the roof. And I live up in, it's not Malibu, it's kind of Malabama. It's like
in a canyon.
It's like the, yes.
Yeah, you're a canyon person.
I'm a canyon person.
Okay.
And so a lot of rednecks up there.
Yeah.
One of them comes down the hill on a quad runner in jeans and boots with no shirt on.
All right.
And he looks at me on the roof and he goes, good man. Good man. He goes, you're staying. All the alphas are still here.
Oh.
All the beta cucks have left.
Oh. Did you think, all right, I need to go then?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be part of this group.
No, I was like, I don't want to be a cuck.
No.
I don't want someone sleeping with my wife. I gotta stay.
He used it right, Allie.
He did. And my wife is like, come on, you gotta get out of there. I'm like, no one's sleeping with you. I'm staying. I'm gonna fight this fire. So I did stay, which I don't recommend to people to stay. You need to listen to
the
authorities.
They tell you to evacuate, go.
Yes.
Yeah.
But can I just say this? You heard that 100 times before you stayed.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you did. Yes.
Okay.
I had everything. The rednecks were hooking me up with motorcycles, quad runners.
Like Mad Max.
It was the apocalypse. Yeah. And I'm telling you, that's what happens in these times. It's really, really scary. And so I talked to a lot of firefighters, and I was watching what they were doing from up on top of one mountain. I could watch them putting out the fire on another
They're
mountain.
They're miracle workers.
They're incredible.
Thank
and
God.
I've met so many of them at my shows that have come out and talked to me, the guys that jump out of the helicopters, the guys that fly the planes, the guys that are on the ground. And I don't know anyone braver in this world. And when I was watching it happen, and they did, luckily our house was saved, our whole neighborhood was saved. And I said, I got to do something for these guys. This is incredible. And there's a trail that runs from the Palisades all the way to Point Magoo that goes through the Santa Monica Mountains.
Wow.
And it's 68 miles long.
Oh. And you're going to take a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And you're going to fly above it.
I am going to.
You're going to fly a drone overhead and drive your car.
I decided 68. I was hoping it was 69.
Nice.
Sure. Yes.
And,
but you're going to run it.
I'm going to run, hike it, walk it, fall down, get dragged.
68 miles.
How long will that take you?
I know a bunch of guys that did it last year, and they didn't break 24 hours. That's my goal.
No, sir.
But I did like half of it the other day in 8 hours. Or wait,
what?
Yeah, 8 hours.
Whoa.
You're on pace to destroy all your friends.
Well,
wait,
no,
but that means you're running.
I'm running a lot of it.
Are you Kenyan?
No.
That's a valid question, though.
Yeah, good thanks, question. Bean.
Well, when you start talking about shattering
records. I'm running like a 16-minute mile. It's not fast at all.
No, but that,
I'm
I
walking
understand
up
it's not
the
fast,
hills.
Look at it as an overall picture. That is very fast.
Are
yeah,
you
but I could also collapse. I mean, this. Okay. I'm bringing
it's
a bunch,
solid plan, then.
I'm bringing a bunch of guys that have been on my podcast with me. One's a Navy SEAL. One's the second best CrossFitter in the world.
What are you
One
doing?
Is the second best paddle boarder in the world. One is the number one obstacle course racer in
You're
the
gonna
world.
Get so smoked.
No.
Guys, wait!
No. I want people that when I go, I'm done, they're like, throw them on your shoulder.
Right, exactly.
But they're going to be so far in front of you, they won't be able to do that.
I've told them, this is my run.
I see, okay.
You're my entourage.
Gotcha.
Mm. You come with me.
All right. Wow.
And then Captain I talk to them every day, and they're like, all right, so what are we doing, like an 8-minute mile? And I'm like, no, slow down. So I,
Eddie, how does this help the first responders?
Well, what we're doing, we're trying to raise money. If you can go to my website, if you go to eddieift.com or wadcastpodcast.com, there's a link right there on the front page to donate. And I always say to people, there's so many good causes out there to give to, so many, and so many firefighter causes and everything. But what's great about this one is you can participate in my pain.
Right.
Like, I would quit. Like, right now, there's like $1,000 in there. I just start. If there's $1,000, I can quit easily. If there's
So donate to force you to finish.
Yes, right. Because I work on peer pressure, and if you donate a lot of money, I'm going to be like, I can't. The people,
right?
They want this.
So you have chosen the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation is where the funds are going to be going, which is a wonderful charity.
Yeah, it takes care of the families.
And this is all going to happen on Friday, November 22nd. What time of day are you setting out?
I wanted to go at 1 a.m, so we're at, because I've run the trails at night, which, you know, it's full of mountain lions.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And, solid.
Yeah, and that's when they like to wander around. So I wanted to be night, day, night. So like
so you spend more time at night?
But these guys all want to sleep, and they're like, hey, let's just go day. And I'm like, yeah, then if you finish, I'm all alone at the end of the night.
Well, I mean, that's a guarantee.
For like 12 hours.
Everybody you told us.
There'll be vultures near your body. You won't be alone.
There are turkey vultures.
Can we talk to you on the phone while you're running?
Yeah, absolutely.
On the 22nd. We can check in with you. Mm-hmm.
Lots of rattlesnakes. Mm-hmm. I've almost stepped on 2 snakes in training.
Good.
Tarantulas. I've seen a bobcat.
Wow.
Have not seen any coyotes or mountain lions.
There's time.
Yeah, I mean, I live with my wife, so it's not as dangerous as that.
68 miles on November 22nd, oof. And again, people can't just run with you. This is just a closed circle,
they can
right?
come help. If you want to send us a message at wadcastpodcast@yahoo.com, we're going to need help at, like, the aid stations, and we're going to have 4 stops. We're going to stop 4 times to refuel.
Gotcha. To spend the night and recover, right. And then start again.
It's worth donating just that you're
just
doing
to force
that.
Him to run.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
yeah. Let me tell. I mean, I did 30 the other day, and when I was done, I was like, I'm done. I don't know how I'm going to do 68.
Yeah,
and
that's intense.
It's less than a month away. So, hey,
do you only want to raise $3,000?
No. Okay. I want to raise as much as possible. I don't know why that's on there.
Well, let's fix that.
Of course,
that.
I didn't
say that. That's the
projected goal.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like you could raise more.
Eddie, I'm just I'm blown away by this.
I agree.
Don't be. I have it. It's partly a midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm. It's partly he's a CrossFitter.
Because I've got.
Yeah, let's do it. Who's with me?
I got a bigger, worse stunt coming up in December.
Oh,
what?
No.
Yeah.
So if you survive this, there's something that will kill you coming up in December.
Oh, it's the worst.
You're gonna try 6 months with diarrhea?
Oh, it's when you guys hear this one, you're gonna be like, what is wrong with
you? Well, see you then.
Well, here's what I know about Eddie is he always has a crazy life to share with us when he stops by the Kevin and Bean Show.
And let's check in when he's doing this.
Absolutely, we'll call you. Yeah.
Wait a minute, Dave.
Yes.
Said that he is going to come for a portion of it.
Oh, please.
He did. He said, I will run like a mile of it with you.
Oh, wow. That's really big of him.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to run 68.
67 to go.
He's
going to run a mile.
You can only listen to so many podcasts when you're out there.
That's right. And have you talked to Dave?
That's going to be the longest mile of the whole day.
You're going to run another podcast.
IceHouseComedy.com to see the great Eddie Ift on stage this Saturday night, and we will talk to you before or on the 22nd. Again, give the website again for folks who want to go get the information.
It's either eddieift.com, EDDIEIFFT, or Wodcast, WODCAST podcast.
Allie's here with our final look at what's happening on a Wednesday morning.
John Witherspoon. We know and love him from so many different things. I think most notable to our audience would be the Friday franchise, as well as he was Pops on the Wayans Brothers show, and he was just the funniest man ever. He passed away suddenly at his home today, the age of 77. That seems too young now, you guys.
Yes.
Even like when you were a little kid and you'd be like, you're 40, you're ancient. But now we're like 77 is just too darn young. But Yeah, he was mostly known for his role as Ice Cube's grumpy dad in the 1995 breakout hit Friday. And then, of course, next Friday. Friday after next. And then last Friday. You might also know him as the voice of Gramps on the cult animated series The Boondocks, which he most likely would have been returning to because they're doing an upcoming revival on HBO Max. And, of course, Pops on The Wayans Brother Show. He was also on The Tracy Morgan Show, The First Family, Black Jesus. David Letterman had him on constantly. Mm-hmm. Just a funny, funny man. So rest in peace to him, and love and prayers to his whole family. Suddenly to pass away. That's terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Guys, I heard the story and I thought, who's better than Bill Murray? He was speaking with Amy Schumer on her podcast and talking a bunch of different topics, but he talked about the one job he'd like to do outside of acting. He said, I did fill out an application at P.F. Chang's at the Atlanta airport because I think that's one of the greatest places. And Amy Schumer was like, no, what? To do what? Any job? And he said, just looks like the best time. What is wrong with Bill Murray?
He's making a joke, though, right?
Nothing is wrong with him. Honestly, I feel like he probably would do it. Just for a day?
Yeah, he would.
At P.F. Chang's in an airport? Why the heck?
He's that weird.
He is very odd.
So weird. So HBO announced late yesterday that its Game of Thrones prequel project about the Targaryen Civil War has officially received a full series order. The title? House of the Dragon. That announcement came a couple hours after news broke that the network's first Game of Thrones prequel project from showrunner Jane Goldman, starring Naomi Watts, was not moving forward.
Yeah, I was having trouble keeping all of them straight. So one prequel was canceled, one prequel is going forward.
Yes.
While the two guys who made Game of Thrones had their Star Wars movie taken from them.
Right. Same week.
Yes. The new project is based on George R.R. Martin's 2019 book Fire and Blood. And it's a history of House Targaryen that spans roughly 150 years. The story takes place long before the events of Game of Thrones and eventually will lead up to the Dance of the Dragons, a massive civil war in the Seven Kingdoms that breaks out between the two rival branches of House Targaryen.
I'm already a little
No idea?
It's really rough.
Bill Murray will be working at an Atlanta airport's P.F. Chang's.
All right, I'm back in.
Got it. The one that they got rid of.
I'm trying to figure out, because the Game of Thrones show, they were all, I don't know what year that was supposed to be set.
1984.
No, I don't think
it was earlier
true.
Than that.
Okay. Yeah.
But they were all running around in what looked to me like, just broadly speaking, medieval outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
What does it look like 300 years before that? Like, what are people wearing in the year 800 or whenever that's supposed to be set, I wonder? Are we just going to see people in loincloths
yeah.
or something? Yeah.
Outfits?
Like, what is 300 years before the time of Game of Thrones?
Fingers crossed, right?
I'm having trouble tracking with this. I guess I should just wait until the show comes out.
Yes.
I mean, you could do that. Absolutely. I have bad news for everybody that spent $1,000 to go to an event by the Global Charity Initiative. They were using Keanu Reeves as bait for its $1,000 a seat event, claiming he'd be present and be honored. But here's the thing. When you promote the event on social media by writing, and I quote, "Join some Hollywood finest actors like Chadwick Boseman and Keanu, humble and lover humanity, supporting GCI to eradicate poverty."
People buy that?
What is that word salad that you then said, I'm going to plunk down $1,000 to get a seat at this event that sounds totally legit? What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
So Reeves' rep told Page Six he knew nothing about the event, has no affiliation with this organization whatsoever, and they used his image without permission.
He's such a good dude, though. He'll probably go.
Way.
He probably would,
yeah,
right?
Just show up anyway.
And he would give whoever wrote this release
like a
lesson
English
in grammar.
Tutorial, yeah.
Yeah, that's just who he is, you guys. Whoa. So Emma Thompson out eating at an upscale restaurant in London, and a waiter comes over and asks for a picture. She declined, went home, went about her day, and then found out that that waiter was in serious trouble.
As he should be, by the way.
Thompson learned that the server was suspended without notice, has reportedly called the restaurant to say, no, no, don't fire the guy just because he wanted to take a picture of me. I mean, you think the guy should be strung up. Like, you hate this guy.
I didn't say that. I said it's completely inappropriate for staff at a restaurant to be bothering patrons for photos.
Well, you shouldn't go out to dinner with my wife and I. Sorry, my wife and I.
Yeah. I mean, am I wrong about this? Don't you guys think that's uncool? Like, at least the people who work at the restaurant should not treat their customers that way. You can't do anything about another customer in the restaurant coming up and bothering her while she eats, but the server certainly shouldn't.
Honestly, it comes up more with staff recently than it does with people walking
up. Right?
Yeah, it's more like someone has helped us the whole time, and then at the end is like, do you mind if we take a picture? Or our manager wanted to come get a picture. Like, that happens nowadays a lot more than when we're eating and someone walks up.
What do you guys think?
Does Danielle then call the restaurant and say, please don't fire that manager?
She would feel terrible if someone was fired,
for sure.
Yeah.
Emma Thompson
I don't think we've ever been in that. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that should be the standard, Bean. You're right.
Mm-hmm. They probably shouldn't ask.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I don't think they should ask at all.
No, agreed.
Be cool.
Agreed.
Be cool.
Be cool, everyone.
Be chill, man.
Yeah. Eat fruit.
But not speaking for Danielle, I think she's fine with it. I don't want her to think. She really is fine with people taking photos because I think it's like we always say she never went full screech. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like there's nothing in her character that's ever been like everyone's happy to see her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I'm always like, that's got to bother you if we're like mid bite of a lasagna and then that next thing you know, someone's taking a picture. But doesn't.
Where were you eating Kevin's favorite food?
Lasagna's so good, you guys.
We'll get to that eventually, right?
We have to tackle that. And
I mean,
other tough issues.
You don't know me. You don't know everything about me.
Special blossom.
You don't pour my cereal.
Okay, so you're on a podcast where it was kind of like the newlywed game,
with
right?
Bean. With
yes.
Bean.
With Bean.
Yes.
And they asked you questions that you would have to give Bean's answers. Bean would have to give yours.
Yes.
So they say to Bean, what is Kevin, your radio partner of 30 years, favorite food? And Bean, you answered what?
Ice cream.
And by the way, it's a
great
show where they talk about food a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like that is a common theme of the show.
I would have said ice cream, and then they said, no, that wasn't it. I would have then said, oh, well, macaroni and cheese.
Right. And, and if you're thinking third, I would have said pizza.
Third, I would have said peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, that too.
All of those.
All those.
Kevin, what goddamn answer did you give on this podcast?
I said lasagna.
We have none of us in this room have ever heard you talk about lasagna ever.
You don't know me, people.
That was the first time I'd ever heard Kevin use the word lasagna.
He was dumbfounded. What?
Lasagna?
Yes.
Like, you're Garfield all of a sudden?
It's never been mentioned. Not one time.
I've never even seen you.
That doesn't mean I can't like it.
I've never even seen you with a fork.
I don't think, what?
Do you eat it with your hands?
Yeah, do you eat it with your hands?
No, I don't. I don't consider ice cream food, so I thought they were talking about like dinner.
Sure, okay. Two other options, mac and cheese and pizza.
Both good guesses.
Yeah.
Love them both.
So we're all going off on Kevin, by the way, after this. And he's like, no, I mean, ask my kids. Whenever I get a special meal, I always say it's going to be lasagna. I'm like, then that would make it your special meal.
Yeah,
that's not your favorite. Come on, Kevin.
Also, your special meal is lasagna.
Yes, it is.
How low budge are you?
How dare you? It's good. It's the best food.
Goddamn, Kevin.
Right?
Kevin. What were some of the other answers that were shocking?
Oh, we don't have time to get into this now. We just don't have time.
We have to.
Well, the problem with that whole quiz is that Bean would make a joke about half the time, and I would make a joke about half the time. So it's impossible.
You were going for comedy answers.
Yes. So it's impossible for the other person to guess what your joke is.
I feel like before...
It wasn't well done.
Before Bean's last day next Thursday...
We got to do a new
We have to do another round.
A real one.
With our own questions, and you guys answer correctly.
All right.
And the answer is lasagna.
No joke questions, though. No, that's honest.
No,
though.
No joke answers.
Well, no, lasagna is real,
that's
he said.
Real.
It's
he said
not.
It's real.
There's no way it's real, you guys. I think that's the moral of the story. kids, this is my special meal.
If I was about to die, I would take lasagna.
Like
it's the worst idea ever.
Ask my kids. It's my special meal.
I close my eyes and I eat it. I don't like your impression of me. It's a lot of beef.
Oh, Kevin, some birthdays.
You have to get him young.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Some birthdays for you. Henry Winkler, happy
and
birthday.
And she beat him off.
Kevin Pollak and Matthew Morrison.
Terrorist, you know, situation. All right. Mm-hmm. Good.
And that's what's happening.
On your drive home today, listen to Stryker Klein's commercial free for all. Sorry, commercial 5 p.m. hour. A random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all new Kevin and Bean show. It's Thursday, so we've got Get Up on This with Jensen. Mm-hmm. We've got RJ Bell taking a look at his picks for week 9 of the NFL.
And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember
correctly.
I don't think he does.
And you've heard the Monster Mash. Have you heard the Monster Rap?
without a hitch. Then Igor screamed,
"I'll pull this witch!"
So it came down his head went zap. Molly's doing the monster rap. Shock the body, shock the body, body.
Yeah.
Shock the body.
No. It's a real guy.
It's
Barney Morris Pickett, the same guy that did the monster mash.
Shock the body, shock the body,
shock
body.
The body, body.